is 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Tranquility Base here.
Endeavor, go and run left.
Friday Night Lights is on the air. Friday Night Lights is brought to you by Dr. Adler, by Albia Motor, Belzer Equipment, by Benton Place Apartments and Bluff Creek Archery, also by Community First Credit Union and Dewey Motor, by Edward Jones and Albia, and Dr. Matt Sarver, by First Iowa State Bank and Hy-Vee, also by Mick Furniture, Lathrop Construction, the Monroe County Hospital, Quality Ag, by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home and Summer Insurance, by Summer's Car Credit, Tharp Funeral Home, and by Titan Machinery, by The Cutting Edge and Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Also, by Southern Iowa Technologies, Indian Hills Community College, by Blackbird Primitives, and Conley Spray Foam. Also by Midwest Health Assisted Living Centers in Iowa. By your Albia Hardee's, Jim and Charlie's, the Albia Golf and Country Club, and by Hawkeye Real Estate. By GP Insurance, Dr. Sokol, Big T Auto, and by Steve and Leslie Goodlow. Also brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, Breeze Rest Home, your Napa store in Albia, River of Life Family Worship Center, and Cindy's Beauty Hut. This is Friday Night Lights!
Monday Night Football is on the air. November has arrived, and so has this Blue Demon undefeated football team to tonight's contest. Second round playoffs, and we got a Monday Night special just for you right here on your sports leader, KIC. Big D is in the house. Big T and Christian here. Jimmy is on injured reserve tonight. He will not be able to get up and down the sidelines. We'll check with him, though, later in the broadcast for an injury update. But, guys, the field just a few short days ago was underwater. Tonight, Mother Nature brought its fury this morning, brought us some rain, but the field is not standing in water like it was just a few short days ago.
Yeah, from up here, it certainly looks rough. It's walking out on it earlier, it's not as bad as it looks. It's certainly better than having 4 inches of rain standing or water standing on top of the water like we saw. We saw some of the tackles and highlights, and it was a slip and slide and water kicking all over the place last week. So it should play really good. It's a little soft, but it should play really good for the guys on both teams tonight.
You know it's a special night when you're playing high school football, you're playing on a Monday night, and you're playing it in the month of November.
It's true. And it actually took a lot for me to be here tonight because the Bears play tonight.
The Bears.
The Bears. But, no, I wouldn't want to be anyplace else, man. This is exciting. First time. And, hey, it's November.
Yeah.
This team has had high expectations all season long. It's not failed us. Not one Friday night, not one Wednesday night, and now an opportunity to prove it on a Monday night. None bigger than this one. This opponent coming in tonight, obviously a very talented Mid Prairie Wellman team. But the team that Albie has to worry about most is the team that they'll address in the locker room.
That's right. They got to worry about themselves, first of all. You can't be worrying about the other team out there doing what they're doing. But you got to be worried about yourselves, knowing your assignments and knowing your alignment and assignment, because that's what wins football games. And I got to say one more thing. I'm a little disappointed because I bought some rubber duckies and some nice new rubber boots. I'm disappointed that I can't use them tonight.
Those are cute. Now, why did they run out of black and blue and red, and you got these pink boots, Dan?
He's been listening to the city's beautiful play of the day.
They go with his man bag.
He's got his man bag and his pink boots. He's going to look pretty. Yeah. He's going to look real pretty up and down that sideline with you, T. You're going to be lost without Jimmy tonight, though.
I know. I didn't even know he wasn't going to be here. I'm not sure it was. You'll give us an update, I'm sure.
We'll have to check in with Jimmy, get our injury update. Since you guys don't give it on the sidelines,
no.
Maybe we can go on the phone line and get it from Jimmy, Jeez, Dan, I'll tell you, we sent him down with mics, and
hey, the player went out. That's the last we ever hear of anything.
That's it. I'm not going to complain or point fingers, Tim and Jimmy
Christian.
And Christian, but Dan and I have so much hard work to do up here. It's nearly cool, and again, I think we're going to have to deal with the fog on the window again tonight.
Oh, it
Dan.
Is. We may have to open that window, and I really hope not, because that would make things unbearable once again for us.
I had to take my coat off again this week because it gets so hot up here. But, guys, you'll have to go down there and have all the luxury on the sidelines.
Fine with us.
Better situation tonight. You know, how about the pads that get popping? I know that Jimmy talks about this, but this team is so physical around the football. The pads that pop on the sidelines, you guys are in 3D all the time.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's been that way since that fifth and sixth grade, you know, big hit Thursdays. Remember those?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they started learning this stuff, dude. And it just transfers all the way out. Nice sound effect. It just transfers, you know, up through the ranks. And, man, they hit hard.
Well, I got a chance to look down at the soccer field, Christian. They're down there getting ready to go. You were, you're in the locker room just a year ago, buddy. You had those adrenaline flowing. When you get into the playoffs, baby, it's a new level. Talk about the emotion that they go through before they come out on the football field.
It's adrenaline pumping through your veins 24/7, the whole day coming through, just adrenaline pumping in there. But when they're in, they have their silent time, and that's when they got to go in, get focused, and get ready to go. And I think when you see them come out on the field, they're going to be pumped up. You're going to see them jumping around, but they're also going to be focused and knowing what their assignment is.
Well, we're ready to go. It's not Friday night. It's Monday Night Football. Yeah. Your sports leader, KIC. Strap them up. Let's get ready to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Monday Night Football on your sports leader, KIC.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Our thanks go out to Steve and Leslie Goodlow for sponsoring Albia and Cyclone Sports here on Thunder Country KIIC. Your dial is set to 96.7, or maybe you're listening on the web at KIICradio.com, or you can download the free KIIC app to your mobile device and stay tuned in.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
All right, welcome to Friday Night Lights on Monday night. We've got some games we'll be covering and games we'll be following tonight. It will be Don Bosco at Northwood Kinsett tonight in eight-man football. Also, Springville will be taking on Eaton Easton Valley. HLV of Victor will be taking on Wayne of Corydon. That is on stream number 4. And Adair Casey will be taking on Twin Cedars of Bussey. A big game there. A couple of 10-win teams. Twin Cedars with the only loss in eight-man football. Class A, it's Wapsie Valley Fairbank 10-0 taking on Grundy Center tonight. Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Turkey Valley Jackson Junction. How about that one? And in Class A, it's Lisbon and Pekin. Another premier game tonight that we'll be following, and you can listen to the Lisbon Pekin game on 106.9 FM KOJY on our sister station. It'll be BGM of Brooklyn 10-0 taking on Linville Sully 6-4 tonight. And let's move over to Class 2A, New Hampton and Cascade, Western Dubuque tonight. And it'll be Beckman Catholic, Dyersville, taking on Waukon. Bonrad Farrar plays host to Minneapolis tonight. And it's Albia hosting Mid Prairie Wellman right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Class 3A has Decorah and Maquoketa Also, Solon and West Delaware Manchester, and it's Washington taking on Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa with their running back Andrew Landgrave out with a broken leg, and number two and number three running backs are questionable for tonight. We'll have to see if Van Veldhuizen and Wissey take the field tonight for Oski. Also, Pella playing host to Williamsburg tonight, another game that we'll be following right here on Thunder Country KIIC. When we come back, we'll go back live to the field, get you all caught up on the goings-on at Community Stadium here and Ironman Field right after this break on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights. Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
The team is taking the field. They're getting ready to warm up, and it's nice and cozy up here, Dan.
Yeah.
But Big T and Jimmy will be on the sidelines. Mother Nature let off the rain early this morning. A little breeze and a little chill, but this is November, boys, and we're on the sidelines. Big T and Christian down along the sidelines. Guys, you're getting a chance to look right in their faces. Describe this football team. What a description, T. Yeah. That's one of your best, buddy, right
it's
there.
It's beyond words,
that,
really.
That is
beyond
speechless.
Words.
Speechless. We're glad they joined us for the broadcast. Christian and Dan had a chance this morning to catch up with three of our outstanding senior football players playing in this big contest tonight. And let's get to those interviews here in a second, Dan. But getting to talk to these guys, they've been leaders all throughout the year. You know, Dalton Folkerts, boy, he's just been an outstanding leader on that defensive line.
Oh, he is. You know, and he's had some young guys coming in there beside him between Brendan Bassett on the D-line, Carter Isley here the last few games. So it's really given Dalton a chance to really to be that shepherd for them and really show them how it's done and how the Blue Demon way is and what they've accomplished. And you hear that in all these guys. These seniors just have a great outlook on life and on what they're doing for the team.
Well, before we get to the player interviews, we want to get to that. We want to let everyone know that's coming into tonight's game that the Eagles Club will have your impact player of the first half and of the ball game. But right now, at the Eagles Club, on the big speaker, blaring throughout the Eagles Club, you can hear this voice. They may want to turn down when I'm talking. But I know they want to hear touchdown Albion many times tonight. But they're getting ready for a little pregame party. Have some party right now and they'll listen to the game all night long. I invite you to the Eagles Club. The kitchen will be open at 6. Right now it's on. They're cooking. They're getting ready to go. And afterwards get over there to help celebrate a Blue Demon victory. That is at the Eagles Club. And of course, we'll be looking for the impact player of the first half. And with these three outstanding seniors that we're going to talk to right now, they are all three going to be vying for that that position. Here is the player interviews.
All right, with me now is star defensive end for the Blue Demons, Dalton Folkerts. Dalton, welcome to the program. Excited about tonight's game. Coming in tonight with a perfect record, that's got to feel good. How has it been with homecoming and all the festivities, keeping yourselves focused and ready for the game?
I just try to do my best to not worry about it. I mean, it's just another game in the books. It's just the most important one on our schedule right now, and it's the next one. So going out, and we're going to do our best, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, got off a really tough, hard-fought game last weekend at Davis County. They came out really well, executed their game plan, had some players back that they hadn't had all season, and so you could tell that that made a difference on that team. What were some of the things that you guys were doing and going through your minds and talking the discussion as to how to keep battling and keep after that game to pull that win out?
I think the main thing that happened was that instead of pointing fingers and blaming people, we actually started picking each other up. We started like, hey, get it next time. Hey, you can do this. You can do this. We believe in you. Come on. Get up. Let's go. Like just encouraging people to get to do what they need to do to push themselves, and I mean, I think that was just the key thing.
And I think that's certainly evident in that second half, especially on the defensive side there. Up front, you know, you guys really stepped up. I noticed that in the ends, you guys really you did a perfect job of sealing and breaking those corners down. And then in the middle, you know, of course, Bossert had a whale of a second half there, but that was a team effort. I mean, he might get a lot of the accolade there, but also you guys really did a good job. And is that just something, it just really is something, that camaraderie that comes along and where you just pick each other up and just get after it?
Yeah, I think so, because we go through practice, and I mean, we beat the tar out of each other. So, I mean, going out there and being able to beat on somebody else kind of feels better, and we know how we play. And so when we fall behind or something, we can pick each other up because we know we can do better. And back to the Bossert thing, he did have a heck of a game, but he was also getting pretty hot-headed. We had to try to keep him cooled down as much as possible. So,
well, we're going to need a lot of that intensity tonight. Bondurant comes in with one loss, or the first game of the season, but we know it's a very good program, very solid program. What are some of the things you guys are looking for out of their offense? What are some of the keys that you're going to be reading tonight?
Well, one of the biggest keys is that the quarterback's left foot, it's either further back for a pass or it's up close for a run. So, I mean, we have a code for it, and whenever we see it, we call it out, and so we can kind of have a little head start on what they're going to do before they get to hike the ball.
And certainly a very capable passer, but a very good rusher in his own right. He's one of the leading rushers on the team as well, so you've got to be mindful of that, him running the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, they're not a Ryan Sarver or an Alex Schultz or Zach Hugan, so I mean, if we can hold them during practice, I'm pretty sure we can hold these guys.
And that's what we want to see, that intense defense going on. You've got some changes going on tonight. We've had some injuries. You guys have been really battling through that a lot this year, doing a good job with the number of different guys you've got in there. Does that create any confusion or concern or anything when you got a face coming out? You know, like last week, Josiah Harris goes out to the DN spot. He'd been starting at D tackle. You know, does that cause any confusion or concern when you guys do that?
No, I don't think so, because most of our drills are all for the exact same thing. So, I mean, just moving out, I mean, only one rule changes, no one outside you. So, I mean, I don't really think that it affected much. I think it was just we were just able to plug someone in where we needed them, and we could just move on.
It is homecoming week. A lot of fun, a lot of festivities going on all week long. It is your last homecoming week. How has that been? Have you had any time to kind of reflect on that and what that means to you to kind of go through those highs and those emotions?
No, not really. I mean, we've been pretty busy to where it keeps my mind off of it, but I'm pretty sure that probably after the game it'll hit me, but right now I'm just kind of focused on the game and ready to go.
And then are you able to? I know Coach wants you to stay.
Or something.
Hi. Hey, Dan, that was the wrong interview.
Hey, you know, it was, but it's one of those that you get a sense of what this team's about, and Dalton is such a leader in class act. It works no matter when it's played, no matter when it was done.
I'm out of my rhythm. It's Monday night.
No, it's only November. You haven't had any time to get warmed up, buddy, but, you know.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's all good. And, well, the bad part is it took me about 3 minutes in before I'm like, that question doesn't sound like what I asked him this morning.
You didn't
and I'm
think
like,
we were
ooh.
Playing Bondurant Farrar tonight?
No, but a quality opponent nonetheless, either way you look at it.
I do have the other ones ready, and they're the correct ones.
Well, before we do that, we probably let's get to those interviews, but let's take a look. You know, there's other games going on tonight, and I know people are listening to them, Joe, and so we want to make sure that people know that they can catch this game right here at KIICradio.com and all the streaming tabs tonight, exclusive of just one other tab, and that is the Wayne tab, and that will get you the Wayne playoff game tonight as well. And, of course, we want to talk about Twin Cedars, Dan. They're yep. playing off in a playoff game tonight, have a real chance to go on to the next level as well. Very good football team, but let's get that Wayne Falcon preview right now.
We're going to try to.
It's more schools, more reporters, more live coverage. Your station for local sports is Thunder Country, KIIC.
The Wayne Falcons continue their revenge tour in round two of the playoffs tonight as they travel to Victor to face the Warriors of HLV. Wayne took care of business in round one, wearing down a very physical Murray team en route to an 82-57 win at Murray. Clayton Keeper had 438 all-purpose yards and scored 42 points to lead the way. Dylan Lane threw for 146 yards and two touchdowns, putting him over 1,000 yards passing in just his seventh game of the season. Dylan has been nominated for the Fairway Student Athlete of the Week. Go on KCCI.com and vote for him through Wednesday. Trent Carpenter had 123 yards total offense and two TDs on just four touches. The Falcons' playoff victory was the school's first in a quarter century and set up tonight's round two rematch with the Warriors. These two teams met in court in just 10 days ago. In that game, Wayne squandered a 14-0 lead in the second quarter, and HLV scored the game-winning touchdown with a minute 49 to go to take the district championship and the number one seed. Wayne is not intimidated, however, as indicated by their 50-point turnaround in the rematch with Murray. The coaching staff feels good about tonight's game. The team knows they can play with HLV, and the disrespected underdog is a role this team likes. The game plan will be similar, but Coach Elliott has emphasized that the Falcons need to do a better job tackling and avoid turning the ball over. Then it comes down to finishing. Finishing plays, finishing drives, and finishing quarters. If they can do so, Wayne should get a third shot at revenge at the end of the week. It's Wayne versus HLV, and a date in the quarterfinals awaits the winner. As always, we'll bring you all the action on KIICradio.com, Stream 4. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7. For this special Playoff Monday edition of Friday Night Lights, this is Kevin Comer. All the scores, one station.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
Pain relief is close to home as Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia offers epidural steroid injections. If you're suffering from sciatica or leg or back pain, surgery might not be your only option for pain relief. Epidural steroid injections offer many patients temporary or long-term pain relief, and they're available at Monroe County Hospital. This X-ray-guided procedure delivers strong medicine directly to the source of your pain. Would you like to minimize use of painkillers, eliminate the need for surgery? Then contact Monroe County Hospital for more information about epidural steroid injections.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Rather you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Morgan Freeman on Friday Night Lights. Thanks for inviting me to be here. You know, there comes a time during the fall every year when you can smell the aroma of fresh cut grass. Sometimes I think it smells like popcorn.
Boom! Enough of this flowery talk. Let's play football. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Monday Night Football on the air, and the Albia Brewing Company is not open on Monday nights, but I don't get this. I take my headset off, I move over to the other side to get some the cables picked up, and I look, turn around, and you guys,
you should be
up Haberman there. Has devoured half the pizza, literally this pizza, which three families couldn't eat.
Yeah.
Oh. And I look over there, and you guys got this thing gone. Oh. Tap that out, gone.
I tell you, Brian was gracious to call Paul Stefan in to come cook tonight. Paul's not the normal chef. He doesn't usually make the pizzas. Made us a supreme. Paul has made an outstanding pie for us. You would have loved it.
Wait a minute. What'd
you would
guys
have loved it.
Wait a minute.
When I look at you and
what'd you guys get?
Your mouth, it disappeared. What? The pizza.
Joe, is that you?
Wait a minute. What'd you guys get?
You're a supreme pizza. I haven't had one of those yet. And my God, is that good. From Albia Brewing. Paul came in and cooked one. He doesn't usually cook pizzas. It's incredible.
It's ridiculous, though. How is it that I'm doing work? I'm over here putting the wires that Joe left undone up here into the thing. Now, he did. Joe stepped up and got me a new headset. Thank you very much, buddy. Yeah. It is so nice to be able to hear what's going on.
It'll be covered in pizza before the end of the night.
Oh, don't kid yourself.
No, look over here. And, you know, when I'll tell you that you have a big piece of pizza when you look over and Dan Stocker's mouth looks like it's like on a little Barbie doll. And Haberman's hands look like they're, like a baby's hand.
And you don't want
to. Pizza's bigger than the hand.
And you don't want to grab a slice when Haberman's
no,
around.
No, it's not
because you will come back with a bloody stump. He will rip it off. He will not share.
He'll give you a high nub later. hey, guys, down the sideline, enjoy the smell that once was pizza up here. But we're going to get to those player interviews right now. Christian had a chance to catch up with, or Dan had a chance to catch up with you, Sinclair. Let's go to that interview right now.
With me now is star senior Hugh Sinclair, linebacker on the defensive squad. Hugh, welcome to tonight's program. What a great season you guys have had so far. Got to be really proud of the fact that you're 10-0. You've accomplished a couple of your goals as a team. What have you had a time to reflect, and what's that mean to you at this point?
Yeah, we always have a time to reflect. We always go through our film the next day. And we were always able to look at what we did right in the past games and what we need to look for in the future games. And we just come out and we have a plan and we stick to it and we're just ready to go.
You know, I had a great playoff game last week there, Loaiza Muscatine, and not so great conditions. It was raining all night long. The only time it didn't rain was halftime when you guys weren't playing, and then the rain started back up at the third quarter. How did that impact the way you played and the way the defense was able to play?
Well, of course it was wet, and we were all slipping around, but it wasn't just us. It was also Loaiza Muscatine that was always slipping around too. And so it didn't just affect our team, it also affect them, and whoever, as Coach Satan said, INA, improvise and adjust, whoever INA'd better probably was going to get the win, and we were able to adjust to the weather and come out with a win.
You know, and you certainly saw that, and I like how our defense just all season long and every game, you just see how as the game goes on, you guys get stronger and more aggressive, and you adjust to the conditions, whether it is the weather or the field or the team. And none depicted that better than when you came up with a huge sack, you know, in the second half there, which was a great time to have that sack deep in their own territory. That had to make you feel good to just keep pounding away on them and get that sack there. And I think it's their second one of the season. That's always got to be a fun thing for a linebacker to get a sack.
Yeah, it is fun, but it wasn't just me. The D-line, they're in charge of pulling their guys in and creating actually a hole like an offensive lineman would do. And instead of it being on offense and someone running a ball through there, it's defense and someone's running up and tackling the ball carrier.
Yeah, very good. And as this is one of the seniors on this defensive squad, we've got a lot of sophomores and underclassmen that are playing there alongside you, especially in the linebacking core, the way the season started. You've been just the constant out there in the linebackers, really helping to grow and mature those guys. How has that role been for you in terms of being that leader, especially in the linebacking core, from the first game until now, seeing how the team has progressed and gotten better as the season's gone on?
Well, it's always fun, and it's great to see how they have matured and grown up. And we've always had Blake Lawless, and Fresh was out there to begin with, and Bryce Leshen. Those are the three that come to my mind. Mm-hmm. And they were out there from day one, and now Fresh is down at D-line, and Lawless is switching in with Griffin and I, and it's just fun to see these guys grow up and mature, and I'm ready for next year when I'm not here just to watch them play.
And that's what I like about this class too. I've heard that a number of times out of a number of you guys in the senior class, you know, talking about your legacy and wanting to see this thing continue on. And I love hearing that out of you guys, because it's more than just you and it's more than just the moment. You're looking at the whole program, which is just very refreshing to hear. We're coming in Mid Prairie Wellman tonight, always a good program, a good team. You know, they're going to bring a quality game. They're wanting to win. They want to advance to the next round. What are going to be some of your keys in the linebacker linebackers, what are we going to look for you guys to do? And if you're able to do, say, X, that means we're going to be successful against their offense.
Like I said earlier, we watched the game film, and we have decided to key off of certain players, and we're just going to choose our formation on their formation. And so we're just going to have this game plan set and ready, and we're going to stick to it. And if coach decides to adjust a little bit, we'll adjust. Other than that, we have a game plan. We're ready to go.
You know, we've seen all year long, it seems like as the games wear on, our team continues to get strong. And I think a lot of that has to do with the two-platoon system and the extent that we're able to use that. But I also think it's a lot of the personalities and the characters. And I'm going to say, especially on that defensive side, we talk about a lot. It's like when one of you gets a big hit, the other 10 are looking to get theirs. It's like it's blood in the water and you're all a bunch of sharks swimming around out there. Do you get that sense? Are we reading that right, that you're all just really wanting to get in there and get active with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brendan Bassett and I, Brendan has 4 fumble recoveries and I have 3, and we're always on that. I'm gonna get one up on you. I'm gonna get one up on you. And right now I need to catch up on him and get 2 and be in the lead.
You know, and I think that's nothing but a healthy thing for the defense, because it's just, and again, as the game goes on, you just see you guys just swarming and getting more excited and more active and really going after it. Hugh, we can't say enough positive things about how well you have played, your team has played. We know the end of goal is the final piece to this puzzle for the season is going to be the Unidome and getting that state championship. But tonight it's Mid Prairie. We wish you nothing but the best, and go get them and get another win for the Blue Demon Nation here.
Thank you.
That's Hugh Sinclair, star senior on this Blue Demon football squad. We'll be right back after this short time out. You're listening to Friday Night Lights.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger.
Thank you, Buffalo, New York, for buffalo sauce and blue cheese. Tangy, spicy, vinegary Frank's Red Hot sauce mixed with a creamy, salty, funky blue cheese. Listen, it's tasty enough on a chicken wing. It's a damn revelation when it's on a burger. Listen, that spicy heat kind of creeps in real slow, making each bite just hotter than the last. But then the creamy blue cheese and Swiss cheese come in to cool it all off. I mean, look, the charbroiled beef patty with the smoky juiciness mixing with the hot and spicy of the sauce with the cheese, and it's just the whole thing. It's just a perfect, delicious burger.
The Buffalo Blue Cheese Thick Burger with Frank's Red Hot Sauce and Blue Cheese Crumbles. Only at Hardee's. Eat like you mean it. For a limited time, participating restaurants. Frank's Red Hot is a registered trademark of Reckitt Benckiser LLC.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Monday night playoff football on the air. Albion Mid Prairie going to go out here in just a moment, but Bill, you turn that old calendar, you start thinking about Santa Claus, and lo and behold, we found out what Santa Claus is not doing during Christmas time. He's watching Blue Demon football, and Big C's caught up with him.
Alrighty, I got the mystery man right here from all the way from Morgan. He's the mystery Santa Claus for Morgan, and he's going to tell us his name and how he's known Coach Statham. So here he is.
All right, thanks, guys. My name's Tom Granger. I coached back in Clarinda, Iowa with Coach Staten about 40 years ago. Followed him a long time, and just recently found KIIC and now follow him on the radio every week out in Oregon. Go Ducks!
Yeah, now ask him if he still has Dan and I on his good list, not on the naughty list.
Yeah, naughty or nice.
The boys up in the press box, the lucky ones who they don't have to worry about the weather. They want to know if they're still on the good list or the naughty list.
Well, from what I heard last week, a lot of them are on the naughty list if they made it through Halloween night. That's for sure.
All right. Well, telling the Dan Stocker, breaking news here. The Dan Stocker went in his honor. Vic Sanders got it right on the guest, the Dan Stocker costume outfit. Yep. And in your honor, Coach Granger, Dan Stocker went as Duck Dynasty.
Yes.
All righty. They wanted to tell me that in their honor, in your honor, that Dan Stocker went as Duck Dynasty. for you, just for you, for Halloween.
Oh, thanks a lot, guy. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, we do really enjoy the broadcast out on the West Coast, and keep up the good work, guys. You do a great job.
Well, have him enjoy the beautiful Iowa weather. I'm sure you'll have to suffer a little bit tonight. But, Dan, it's nice to see Santa Claus is in the house, and we get all these guys texting from all over. But this is the fourth set of people I've had stop by my office or come to the ball game and listen to us all over the world.
You bet. And it's just quite a tribute to Coach Staten and the history that they've gotten. So it's really something to see.
All right. Again, let's get back to Dan. Had a chance to catch up with Hugh Sinclair and Zach Hugan, and we're going to go to that interview right now.
With me now is star senior Zach Hugan, wide receiver, plays a little defense from time to time. Zach, welcome to the program. Got another great night for football. As we're recording this here in the morning, it's starting to sprinkle a little bit, but I think the rain's supposed to subside. Talk about last week, though. The rain didn't subside. It was raining all night long. What kind of an effect did that have on your game personally and also on the teams?
At first, we had to overcome a little bit of it. You know, it was downpouring, and as soon as that lightning stopped, we knew we were going to have to play through it. So it took us a little while to get used to it. I mean, the field wasn't too bad, but with that rain, I mean, it's hard to throw the ball. It's hard for our quarterback to get a hand on it. But, yeah, I mean, we fumbled it a couple times early off, and they did too. So, you know, it was a little bit new for us. But as the game went on, we got used to it, and we overcame it all. And, you know, it worked out.
You know, we certainly weren't able to pass as much as we would have liked, but boy, when we did, it was sure a pretty thing, and you once again did not disappoint. You were able to get your hands on it, catch it, and score a touchdown. That had to make you feel good to really go out there and take one and get one for your team and get a score there.
Yeah, it did feel good. I knew that it was probably my only chance all game, so I had to make it good, and Brett put it where it was supposed to be.
And what I like in that game is just adjusting to the conditions, whether it's the opponent, whether it's the field, the weather, whatever it might be. Once again, we saw how the Blue Demon squad really can adjust and coach themselves up within the players and the coaches to really produce a good game. We're coming in tonight, Mid-Prairie Wellman, a formidable opponent. They always have a very quality program. We know they're going to be good. They're going to come here expecting to win. What's your guys' motivation, or what are the things I should say you're looking for tonight out of Mid-Prairie? What are some of your keys that you're going to be looking for to have a successful and a good game?
Well, like Coach Staten always says, every game's a big game, so we focus on that and just try not to get into our heads that this game's any bigger than all the other ones that we've played. I mean, we've played some good teams, and Mid-Prairie is just another good team that we faced all along. So we're focusing on they got a pretty good offensive, you know, team. They got a good running back. Their quarterback can throw the ball. So we'll just be looking for those things. And, you know, our defense has stepped up, and they've done a huge job. And, you know, holding teams that we've played to the points that they have, I mean, it's huge with Blake in the back and Bryce. I mean, you have so many sophomores that have stepped up, and Carter now in there. I mean, you know, our whole defensive line, everybody, they've all stepped up and done their job, and I have a feeling our offense is going to do our job again, and it'll all work out.
You know, the little bit of film I've had a chance to look at, it looks like their secondary, while very athletic, maybe is not as good of a coverage unit maybe as we would hope or you might think. That's got to look good for you. You know, you have such a good connection, good timing, and good routes. You got to be hopeful that we're going to get some pass plays in and that you can exploit their weaknesses. And what are some of the keys you're looking for, whether it's their corners or their linebackers, as you go up to pre-snap? What are some of your reads?
Well, first off, yeah, their D-backs are probably the smallest ones I've faced all, you know, with some being 5'8", so I have a little bit of advantage there. But also, they play me exactly where, you know, you shouldn't play. And they're playing about 7 yards off inside, so that opens up that fade route and everything outside. And then, you know, they'll drop back, and with only, you know, facing Wise Muscatine last week and having two safeties back, now only having one, and they play him far back, so they don't really have much help. So, you know, any out route's going to work, the shorter routes, you know, and then, again, like I said, they're playing inside, so any of those deep routes are going to be open.
I want to go back to a comment you made just a few minutes ago. You talked about how Coach Staten always talks about, you know, every game is a big game, and the biggest game is the next one on the schedule. And I've heard him talk about that. That, to me, has to give you guys a little comfort if indeed that's your philosophy every game, where Fairfield was just a big game, the first game of the season, as tonight will be against Mid-Prairie. And that has to take, in my mind, would take pressure off of you. You know, you just go out and play. Make your plays, and good things will happen. And that has to, I guess, give you a little sense of relief and calm to go in every game, the same mentality, the same thought process.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does help out a lot. I mean, everybody's always going to be psyched up before every game. You know, maybe a little bit of nerves. That's always going to happen. It happens before every game, you know. And like you said, you know, Fairfield game, as good as anybody thought they were, we were all ready to go. It's just a big game, so yeah, it helps.
And Zach, you certainly have had an outstanding year this year. You know, tons of yards receiving, a lot of touchdowns. You're helping out the team in every facet that you can. We see out there on special teams going on and hitting people. That it's just got to be a really good feeling so far where you're at in the season, not only yourself but the team. What you know, I know the final step is obviously to get to the dome, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But how can you look back and reflect where it's been so far this year and what you've done and what your team has accomplished so far?
Yeah, I mean, our team, I couldn't be any more proud of the team that I've played with this year. I mean, no matter where it takes us, I'll always be proud of them. But going to the dome is obviously our step, so we're not done yet. And, you know, we keep playing like we're playing. I get a good feeling that it'll happen.
Well, I definitely do. After watching you guys play, Zach, wish you nothing but the best of luck tonight. Go out and have a great game.
Thank you.
That's Zach Hugan, star senior on this Blue Demon football squad. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights and Blue Demon football.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save this week on Bud, Bud Light, Select 55, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Light, and Coors Light 18 packs, just $12.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light 24 packs are $14.89 plus deposit. You'll find savings with Jim and Charlie's.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
With me now, star senior defensive line, Dalton Folkert. So, Dalton, talk a little bit about this season, what it's meant to you, and how it's gone for you guys, and your goal for the end of the season.
Well, of course, our goal for the end of the season would be to win a state championship, go to the Dome. I mean, we have a long list. We started out the season at our what we call breakaway for our football team. We got together. Everyone made a list of goals that we had. Seniors got together and kind of shortened them down to five, and we all kind of sat there and we looked at each other because there's either one that said state championship or first round playoffs, and we kind of sat there and looked at each other and we're like, that's our first goal that we've had for the past 5 years is to win a playoff game. We know we can win a playoff game. We just need to go further than that. So we decided to make a state championship, and right now we're getting closer.
And as the season's gone on, just watching guys on the defense side of the ball, it looks like you guys mature the leadership role. It's there. And on the defense side of the ball, you guys are making stops, and you're setting up the offense side of the ball with good field position, getting them easier places to score at.
Yeah. Our defense has come a long way. Starting off the season, I was a little sketchy about having so many sophomores playing, but after we got up there to see the guts that these guys have to go out there and just make as many stops as they can, hit hard tackles. I mean, stop the number one leading rusher in 2A to a little under 100 yards, which is huge for us, and especially to have Carter now on defensive line, have a little bit of muscle outside, have some quickness inside. I mean, that's a pretty stout defense right now.
And your last playoff game, Loiza Muscatine, winning that game on the defense side of the ball, making those stops, first going on in the early off, they were kind of getting some big yards, but what settled you guys down? What did the coaches talk about to settle you guys down and you guys to push forward and keep doing what you guys been doing all year?
For the first thing, we're all focused on 26. Like, we were ready to hit 26. We were ready to take him out and, I mean, just stop whatever he had. But we forgot that number 10 was a good back, too, and we weren't quite ready for the reverse, and we didn't have enough people staying at home. But after we figured that out, I mean, they only took two big gains, and then after that it was done. I mean, they couldn't get much more after that.
And how did the weather play in as a factor? I know it was a torrential downpour, and for the offense side of the ball, it had to be miserable. But for the defense side of the ball, how was that for you guys?
Actually, for me, I would say having that sloppy mess on defense is great because then they don't get their footing. They can't take off as quick. And, I mean, our defense is there to stop no matter what. So it's kind of fun to play in kind of a puddle, even though offense might not like it that much.
I know the weather is kicking in really hard right now, but as the game time, it might not be raining as hard. But you said you like that sloppy weather, and tonight's opponent's going to be Mid-Prairie Wellman. What's some things that you guys seen about them that might be a factor for you guys to work on?
Number 9, which is their fullback, always takes you to the ball 95% of the time. If he doesn't, then that's kind of a rare occasion. But when he's running to the hole, if we can have one of the linebackers come up and smack him, that's going to be good because that's going to plug up that hole. And number two's a good running back. He's quick, he's agile, but he likes to spin a lot. So if we get one person to hit him, and as he spins, we could probably pop the ball off with the second hit because he likes to stand up a little bit. But other than that, I mean, the quarterback's good. He can do the out route, the corner routes. I mean, he's good with those, but anything deep or under pressure, he can't quite hold on to it very well.
And like Zach was saying in the last interview, working on it's just another game. Just another game. It's not another better opponent. It's just another game.
Yeah, and that is kind of a good thing to have. I mean, because then you don't focus on the big things and you don't focus on, oh, hey, this is second round playoffs. I mean, it's another game. It's what we love. It's what we love to do. And because we keep winning and we keep our head on straight and we're doing what we know we should do, we just happen to get another game. And if we do the right things to tonight, then it looks like we get another game, I think, Saturday. So,
all right. And you guys have been having a great season, going on and winning all these games. Last week being a big week for you guys. First time in school history to ever win a playoff game. First undefeated team in ever for the Albion Blue Demons. Tell us a little bit about that and how that felt for you.
During the regular season, I mean, we really didn't focus on that much. We were just focusing on the next game. And after last night, you kind of got to see, oh, hey, we are undefeated. And, I mean, this is big. But it doesn't matter what the record is right now because right now we're 1-0. We're 1-0 in playoff season. So, I mean, this is going to be a good one.
All right, that was Dalton Folkers. And Dalton, congratulations on all the big accomplishments you guys have done for Albion football this year. And best of luck. And hopefully the end goal and the final outcome is a state championship for you guys.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Albion Blue Demon Football, Friday Night Lights. We'll be right back.
First place of the Muddy Outdoors first annual golf tournament. Muddy Outdoors employee Mike Valier, shockingly a Muddy employee, wins the Muddy Open by one stroke over GMP Insurance, Eric Powers.
It was a great time. We will be doing it again next year. So for all those that have been paying attention to this Muddy Outdoors Open frequent updates, get a hold of Mike Haleska. We'll get you on the list.
Great membership rates for new and current members for 2014. 932-8057 for more details. Thanks.
Albia Golf and Country Club.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everyone. Ironman Field tonight. It's Monday Night Football playoffs. And down below, the Blue Demons just entered the field. The Mid Prairie Wellman roster is complete. They're on the field, and we're going to have the coin toss as Christian's going to walk out there with the captains for Albie and the referees and Dan as they go out to determine who's going to have to receive first or kick first. One of tonight's big ingredients of this football game is going to be the kicking spot.
Oh, it is. You know, it's certainly special teams are very special, and Coach Staten has emphasized that for several years. And we're going to be treated to one heck of a fine kicker here for Mid Prairie Wellman. He's a senior on the squad, and he's a left-footed kicker, and boy, he has got a boot. So anytime they get literally across the 50, he's in field goal range.
And Christian's walking out to the Electric A midfield in his pink new
gun boots.
And let's go out to the wireless to Mike on the Summers Insurance Wireless. Mike here is Big C with the coin toss.
Elected to receive the football, and you guys want to kick toward the clock that way. If you take your backs over that way, you bring your backs over this way. Albie has won the toss. They have deferred to the second half.
You heard it right there. Albia has won the toss. They defer to the second half, and so that defense will be on the field first, and that's what Coach Stanton's been doing most of the season.
And we heard Brett Lesh in the first game of the season. He said he hopes that they always can get that defense out there first, let them get a chance to really knock heads and get going.
Let's go down to Christian and Big T. Big T and the Trench Report brought to you by Big T Auto and Summers Car Credit. No Jimmy tonight, so let's get Big T and Jimmy, or Christian's, in the Trench Report.
Christian, this is new for you.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Hey, you know, what do we have to do now? I mean, actually, I think I know the answer to my own question, but what do we have to do tonight in the trenches to win this ball game?
First of all, do the same things we've been doing all year. Same things we've been doing all year, going out, firing low, hard and strong, each and every play of the game, and that's how you win football games.
Fellas, it's one up front. I guarantee it.
Yep.
All right, real quickly, let's run back down there and get the field condition report brought to you by the Albia Country Club. Right now, their 2014 membership drive is going on. Get your 2014 membership drive now and get the golf 2013 for free. T, how's the field feel?
You know, the field looks terrible, but it doesn't feel too bad, you know, like Dan was talking about earlier. And I'm down here, you know, T-shirt. I mean, it's actually pretty nice down here.
It feels like it's warmed up a little bit here before the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff. Albia will defend the south goal and kick to the north on this Monday night football playoff version. Here comes Bossard. Deep kick, end over end. Fielded at the 7-yard line. Here comes the return by Mid Prairie Wellman. Men at the 25-yard line, brought down. Woo! Out to the 30-yard line. Goes Mid Prairie, and they'll get their first carry of the night. We'll come right here, first play of the night for Mid Prairie Wellman. Let's get that defensive starting lineup brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate.
Brendan Bassett, D-line. Justin Bossard, D-line.
Dalton Folkerts, D-line.
Carter Isley, D-line.
Bryce Lushen, linebacker.
Griffin Osing, linebacker.
Ryan Sarver, linebacker.
Hugh Sinclair, linebacker.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Shadow Lushen, corner.
All right, the Golden Hawks with the football. Hitting the backfield, spun down and brought down after a gain of about 2 yards on that carry was Dustin Yoder. Check that. That was Asa Baylor.
And he's spinning, just like Dalton Folker said in his interview. He likes to spin when he runs, and Dalton was trying to hit that strip there on that spin move because he gets real susceptible to hard hits and knocking that ball loose. So just as Dalton Folker had scouted him out, saw that he likes to do that and was trying to take advantage of it.
We'll get your keys to tonight's football game brought to you by Dewey Motor Company after this play. Shotgun formation. Three receivers out here to the near side. Quarterback rolls to the right side. Plants, throws it across his body. It's complete out across the 40 to the 45-yard line. And that will be enough for a Golden Hawk first down all the way out to the 46-yard line. Let's get those Dewey Motor Company keys to tonight's football game. Your locally owned GM dealership, Dewey Motor Company. And they'll take care of that vehicle for you, courtesy of their service department.
Well, tonight's key is first off is just starting steady defensively here, just kind of getting the feel of the game. And the key really to me is going to be the first possession by both teams in the second half. That will determine, I think, what's going to happen here. This first half will get a lot of nerves and jitters going, but that first possession by both teams in that second half will have a sense of what's going on. Hopefully we score, we hold them, and it's the Blue Demon win.
Miller gets a hand bubble. On the place. Loose. It's on the ground. Abbott's going to come up with it. Bossard on the recovery. Check that. Then it's going to come up with it.
It's Carter Isley.
Carter Isley with the fumble recovery. And that turnover brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30.
And, Dan, that is how you get this offense another great field position to work with here for a high-potent offense.
We've seen that all year long, you know, and the Blue Demons have been very fortunate. They're scoring about 45 points a night. They're only giving up 9 points a night. So, and it's basically the defense is getting great field position to put up a lot of points. We'll see if we can make something happen with this possession.
Leshen rolls back.
Control that, and he'll use that for his advantage in the next possession.
But, T, you got to love the way that line was making some holes out there for Alex to run through.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if they play like that all game, this Mid-Prairie team's got problems.
I formation for Mid-Prairie. Fake handoff. Quarterback rolls back, being pursued. Throws it underneath. It's complete. The receiver out across the 30 to the 35-yard line. That is Spencer Shalla. Shalla on the reception, a 9-yard gain.
Bryce Leshen in coverage with the first hit, and then Hunter Weldon to help finish it off. Had an outstanding game last week.
We heard from so many people last week on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Wow. We want to hear from you tonight. I had 114 texts in less than 3 minutes to decide what type of outfit you're going to wear for Halloween.
That was amazing. You know, the merchants do the trick-or-treat from 4:30 to 5:30 on Beggar's Night in Albia. And true to form, Lorraine Starcevic and I, we do get in costumes every year. And we were dressed up as Duck Dynasty theme. I was Will Robertson. She was actually Uncle Cy. She nailed Uncle Cy. It was a beautiful, wonderful costume. And I was amazed at the number of people came up and they were just wondering what we would go with. A lot of them really hoped I'd do that ballerina. Saw Suzanne Hollenrake. She was intent
on making it for
you. She reiterated she would have been happy to have made that for me. But we went with the Duck Dynasty, and Vic Sanders was the winner of the contest there.
Attaboy, Vic. All right, T, they just brought the chains out. Looks like just a little short on that pass play. It's going to be second down and short here.
Yeah, about a football length, sorry.
Hey, buddy, you're going to have to help us keep updated with the Bears score. I know you've got that on your phone down there. You're multitasking.
I left my
tonight.
Phone in the car.
Wow. That is dedication. 10-10 to go here, opening quarter. No score, a couple of turnovers for both offense. Second down and flag. Less than a yard, and this is going to be a flag on the defense.
Us. Hard counted us, and we just jumped, and then so that'll get a first down for Mid-Prairie.
All right, real quickly, let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get that scoring update as the playoff scores start to roll in on this Monday night edition of the playoffs.
No fewer games going tonight, but several we're keeping an eye on, including Wayne at HLV of Victor. Wayne scores first on HLV. They lead 6-0. Now back to you in the People's State Bank broadcast booth. Take it away.
After the 5-yard markoff, the Golden Hawks have the ball first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Rolling back is Miller. Miller throws it across to complete and brought down at the 45. A real quick turn and curl pattern right there, Dan. Does that right in front of the linebackers? That's tough to defend.
It is. And they'll bring, you know, 4 and sometimes even 5 receivers out in there, and so they really flood the lanes. They try to do quick hits so that the defense can't get in there and get pressure on the quarterback. Those little 5-yard pickups are pretty good and very effective over the course of the season. He has over 1,300 yards passing.
Reed out of the shotgun. A little tempo action here offensively. Here in Mid-Prairie, into Albia territory, brought down to the 44-yard line, into Albia territory. Another first down for Mid-Prairie Wellman. You know, this is a big night, Monday Night Football, and so, you know, we thought we would pull out something big and do something really big on Monday night.
Yeah.
And we're going to play something for you a little bit. Jack and Johnny's going to have his rapping debut here in a little bit.
Playoff style.
Yeah, playoff style. I know. This is going to be new to all of our ears. First and 10 for the Golden Hawks from their own, from Albia 45. Here's a pass across the middle of the field. Nearly intercepted. Yep. Nearly completed first off as the ball come off the fingertips of Kanan Powell. Powell had a little seam there on a little post pattern, but the ball went through his hand and nearly intercepted by Blake Bear.
You know, Miller, like I said, has thrown for over 1,300 yards on the season. He only has 13 touchdowns through the air and 4 interceptions, so he is susceptible to that. If we're keying off and able to get the good jump, the good read, we maybe can pick up a couple interceptions.
Second down, 10. Two receivers each side of the field for Mid-Prairie Wellman. Reed. Miller rolls back to the right side, throws it downfield. It's underthrown, and it's intercepted. Shadow Leshen on the INT. Another turnover courtesy of River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the River Life Family Worship Center. Every Sunday morning, 9:30, Dan, boy, the turnover bug goes our way this time, and it's going to be a big part of this game.
Oh, definitely, and I really like it when the players listen to us up here when we make those calls. You know, we just got to talk about they need to get a few interceptions, and then Shadow, he says, what the heck, I'll go get you one right now. Great job, great read on that pass play. He was right in the flat. He had the quarterback's eyes locked in the whole way. The other thing, Miller had Carter Isley chasing down hard, and so, you know, he's seeing that he's seeing that big 36 coming at him, so he wanted to get that ball out of there, just sailed a little high, and Shadow did the rest.
Albia with the football now at their own 32-yard line. Legend I formation rolls back to the right side. Quick pattern out to Eugen. Eugen across the 40, 45, and will be pushed out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. Boy, I like the way he got out there and just trying to hit Matt Baker.
Really trying to work his receivers and looking at different ones, so we're not keying off one. I like that. It's going to click. They'll get that connection down. They're just kind of getting some. I still think a little jitters here, kind of getting settled in the game with 8:50 in the first quarter, 0-0 game right now.
No score on the board. Dan just said 8:50 to go first quarter. Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437, 641-799-1437. Let's go, Big Blue. Jorn and Brian crawled home listening tonight. Glad to have him along. Here's Schultz, straight at the middle. Has a first down on his way inside the 40, down close to the 35-yard line. Another 5-yard pickup, and they never did get him on the ground.
I tell you what, man, you got to bring your friends every time when Alex Schultz has the ball.
You know, I'm really glad to see Kieran Judge is out there starting again tonight. And, you know, he's out there playing. He's been nursing a shoulder injury, so it's great to see him out there going hard. We'll keep an eye on him. If not, Hunter McInnish has proven himself to be very capable and is in his place when he has to come in. So it's great to see the players out there going tonight.
First and 10 for the Blue Demons into Mid Prairie territory. A fake handoff. Lesher's going to keep it on the bootleg. Gets to the corner inside the 35 and not brought down until he's got another 5-6 yards on that first down. And Dan, so important first down is to an offense. Al be getting 5 and 6, 7 yards on first down. That really puts their offense in the advantage.
And really, like, you know, on that one, Matt Baker was on the slot back on the right side. You know, he's out there lead, or he's blocking. He's sealing off that end so Brett can get around him. Did a wonderful job of sealing that end, coming in, containing him in, pushing him in. And that's out of receiver. You don't expect great blocking always out of your receivers, and he does a great, super job.
A little offset eye here. Schultz gets the pitch, waits for his blocks. Being defended and brought down in the backfield. This time, Mid Prairie Wellman did a good job of stretching that play out, and the defense makes the stop. And, Christian, that was a good play by Mid Prairie Wellman. They read it well and kept it going to the sidelines.
That was really good linebacker flow. That was really good linebacker flow right there on the Mid Prairie part. And that spread it all the way instead of Alex being able to run upfield with his super 100-meter dash speed. He had to run to the outside, and the slower linebackers there were able to keep up and catch up to him.
Lesher rolls back, third down and short here. Throws the ball up. It's complete. Zach Eugen went up and got it. Now he's fighting for the first down. Took the ball away from two defenders and then knew where the first down marker was, Dan, and he was not going to be denied.
First off, just ripping is the defender on him. They're going at it tight. Zach is ripping it. He's wrestling, fighting for that ball the whole way. And then, as you said, spinning himself out to get that first down. He knows where he's at on the field. Their court awareness, the field awareness is just amazing on this team and how they know what's going on. They're doing what they can to get that first down. Brings the ball to the 26-yard line, first and 10 on the Mid-Prairie 26.
Albion knocking on the door. Here's a little quick pitch. A handoff goes straight ahead. And on his way inside the 15-yard line goes Griffin Osing. And he sold that with a fake pitch, Dan. Yeah. And that is a lulling the defense into a certain play pattern. And you take advantage of that with a quick hitter to the fullback.
Yeah, Brett comes up with that high hands with the ball on it, looking like a quick pitch. And then Griffin just delayed going up the middle. It's a delayed draw to the fullback and a huge hole up there for Griffin. And he's got great speed. Brings the ball into the red zone. The red zone play brought to you by...
Here's another handoff. Osing with it and hit and then brought down. That is a big time hit there by a big number five. Reed Miller, the quarterback, came in and laid the lick in there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, see, they sold it so big with that fake pitch. And then Griffin Osing, we talk about all the other weapons, but Osing is as big of a weapon as we got.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I'll cut right in. This red zone play is brought to you by GP Insurance, your local Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance provider. See Eric Powers for all your insurance needs.
Second down, 11 for Albia. Schultz with it. Straight ahead. 10.
Nice.
The 5. Touchdown,
yes.
Albia. Alex, the Sergeant Schultz on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. And that was like the parting of the Red Sea with white jerseys going every direction. And Alex, the Sergeant Schultz, walks it in, stands it up, salutes that north end zone. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, Jason.
Good luck to my nephew, Dalton Fulkers. Go Big Blue. And listening from Burlington, Tony Vaughn from UConn, Oklahoma, wants to give a shout-out to the class of 79.
Nice.
And PC says Go Big Blue. And he's got the bonfire going, Dan.
Yes,
pictures
he
of
does.
It.
I love the pictures, folks. Keep them coming in.
And I got to go down to Big C&T on the sideline. Guys, looks like... Mid Prairie Wellman's got the shadow of that goalpost on him.
Yeah, I'd love to have safety right here. That'd be awesome.
From the 10-yard line, here's the handoff. Met in the backfield, fighting forward, but all those blue jerseys swarm in, and the Shark Tank has gotten a drop of blood in it.
You know, we talked to him, and Dalton talks about how there's a drive between the teammates. You know, Brandon Bassett leads in fumble recoveries right now. Dalton wants to get his. They really do feed off each other, and they want to keep hitting and bringing it every night and every play. Do want to mention, too, don't forget Touchdown Tuesdays, which will be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's tomorrow.
Tonight is the deal. We've got one touchdown, so we're at $1 off. 9611 is the code, 9611.
6:04 to go here in the first quarter. Albion in front, 7-0. Mid-Prairie Welland from their own 11-yard or 13-yard line. Check that. Here's a pass underneath and brought down right away. A quick open field tackle that time.
Peanut.
That is Bryce Lesh. Yeah. And, boy, I love the way he floated that football, see.
You know, Bryce really is showing a nice job in coverage there the last few times here. He's right on top of it. You know, they did pick up a few yards there. Got about a long three, it looks like. No gain on that play, but after the 3 yard on the first play. But brings up a 3rd-and-7 situation from their own 15.
Is Christian still down there? We're going to have to sit
out. Maybe he's getting the injury report from Jimmy.
Test.
He's over at Jimmy. He's getting the injury update.
There I am.
All right, 3rd-and-7 here for Mid-Prairie Wyoming from their own 15-yard line. Miller rolls back, has some time, now some pressure underneath, throws the ball up and out of bounds, incomplete, and that's going to be a turnover downs.
They're going to punt here.
4th down now for the Mustangs, and how big a special teams play on a punt return right here would be for Albion.
Oh, and Blake Bear in midfield here, you know, if he can get a good reception on it and get just that blocking wall. We saw an incredible blocking wall last week right in front of us, Jason, coming along this old muddy marsh. And the Blue Demons have done a great job all year. And Blake Bear and Shadow Leshen are both deep for the Blue Demons to return the ball. Again, as their all-stud kicker, 17, Austin Eartham, is standing back to punt.
He can boot it. Here's a high kick, spiral kick, filled at the 44-yard line of Albion by Bear. Gets a big time block, another block, and then brought down from behind. But I'll tell you what, folks, Bryce Leshen just depleted. He hit that kid so hard that his cleats lost the mud that was on the bottom of him. That is a ton of brick hits, courtesy of Bluff Creek Archery.
Oh, Bryce, he just...
Wowzers.
He does it clean. You know, that's what I love about him. He's not trying to be cheap or anything. He just wants to hit people. There's just guys like that. They just love hitting him. And he does it the right time in the right place.
You couldn't take those shoes off those kids and bang it on the cement and get the mud to come off any quicker than Bryce Leshen did.
They
right
weren't
there.
That clean when he bought them.
Wowzers. Bryce Leshen with a ton of brick hits, and Albie with the football into Mid-Prairie Wyoming territory at the 46-yard line. Here's the handoff. Running with his Osing. Has him run to work. 40, 35. Now brought down to the 36-yard line. Nearly a first down right there. But I love the way, T, you called it. The Sherman tank in Griffin Osing. How he covered up that football as contact was coming.
Old Sherman, baby. I tell you what. Ain't nobody going to rip it out of there. I guarantee it. He's got it locked down.
Yeah. He puts those two mitts on there, and he's just controlling it the whole time and is able to move those legs really quick. Brings up a 2nd-and-1 situation. Again, the ball is on Mid-Prairie's 37-yard line. So we're making on the march again, and that's what you like, a military precision with the Schultz, the Sergeant, the tank. We got it all going.
We got it all going. It's a firepower on tonight. Brett the Jet Leshen under center. Leshen rolls back, has time. Again, all kinds of time. Throws it downfield. Looking for Eugen. Inside the 5, nearly got it. One-handed attempt out there by Zach Eugen. Incomplete. But 2nd-and-1, I love that. You go for the throw.
Oh, yeah. You know you can on 3rd down, Schultz or Griffin, either one can get that 1st down, or Brett, for that matter, on a quarterback keeper if you wanted to. That throw was just going a little long. Zach Eugen did a great job adjusting to it, trying to go a little deeper than what he was originally running the route. Just unable to get to it. The other good thing, though, is it's not didn't cause a turnover or anything. Again, it's 3rd-and-1.
Second one, you air it out,
absolutely.
Particularly from the 37-yard line of your opponent.
Yep.
Leshen hands it off to Alex Schultz. Schultz is going to be stopped right at the last scrimmage. This is going to bring up an interesting situation
here. The spot on the far side looks well short. I didn't think it was very favorable.
No, they even move it back a little bit more. Now they reset it. But still, 4th down and a yard here. No doubt what Albie is doing here at the ball at the 37-yard line of Mid-Prairie Wyoming. This is a big play right here, see?
Oh, yeah, big play right here. I think he's probably going to be going to the big old fullback right here, big old Sherman.
I think you may be onto something. Leshen comes under center. And he hands it off. Sherman the tank. Tank takes it inside the 35, and he won't be denied. That's a 1st Iowa State Bank 1st down. Move those chains, and now be marching his way down towards the goal line here on this 2nd drive of the night.
You know, and that's what you like, that 47 pile. They just drive it right through there. And you got great guards and center at play up the middle. And Griffin, of course, can push that pile right with him. More than enough yards. Picked up 3 yards on that. All he needed was 1. So great play, great drive. Now we go and get the next one, see if we can't get the next level.
Let's go blue from Katrina, Taylor, Brianna, Dustin, and Leslie listening in from the Sample family. Here's Schultz. Schultz on his way. Sidesteps the defender. Has the gain of about 7 yards again on 1st down, T. And when you're 1st down
You come up there second down and short, boy, that really gives your offense something to work with.
It does, you know, and I don't know if you guys have noticed how much time Brett has to throw the ball.
Carter Isley just won the game.
Yeah. Did you guys feel that? I thought we were having a short tremor, but that was just Carter Isley walking out.
And giving Griffin Osing a chance to get a little breather. He's been going both ways, defense and offense, so that's a great call.
Power eye formation. Isley sends a player down to the field. And on his way, Schultz inside the 15-yard line, and Alex Schultz nearly took that to the house. Move the chains once again. Iowa State Bank. First down, Blue Demons.
How about that lead block by Carter Isley? And I know we're keying on him because he's a new face. He's a new young man who's doing a great job for us. But he just kicked the block out and did a good job. Mid-Prairie has seen enough of this motion. They want a timeout here. Blue Demons are excited. You can hear the nation out there just cheering. We know you are at home as well. We're going to keep this.
I got to get some of these texts. While I'm taking a break, let's get to some of these texts that are coming in. Of course, we got Burlington checking in. Go Big Blue from Amanda Henderson. It says, go, hey, Big T, go Big Blue from Amanda Henderson and Lane checking in. How about that, T?
Hey, hey, my favorite niece.
My dad, Santa, has me listening to this game out in Baltimore, Maryland. Represent.
Wow, from Oregon to Maryland.
Yeah, that's some long-distance connections. We should have had him say hello.
She should have came here. Was it the daughter? Son?
Daughter. Paulette and Trinity listening in from home.
She should have came here. They could have met in the middle.
Making history. Go Big Blue from Tom and Charlie Murphy. Hello, nice. Coach. Mike and Diana Slinick listening at home.
Big Mike.
Go Big Blue from number 88 from Davis County, the Mustangs. Glad to have all of our Mustang fans listening in. And, boy, what a season you guys had. What a run they made to get to the playoffs. That was some impressive stuff.
You know, one out of the first four games, they won one out of the first four. They win four out of the last five. I mean, they really turned it on as the season got along when it mattered most to district
play. And they can measure themselves against these opponents because they know what they did to Albion. Yeah. Here is a handoff. Running with it is Schultz. Schultz finding towards the 10-yard line. Keeps those feet moving. And Sergeant Schultz picks up 5 yards after carrying not only the football but four white jerseys downfield, Big C.
Wait, what was that?
You're going to have to pick your game up,
at least he got in the mic this time. Cut the cue, but not the question. Yeah. We're getting closer.
Second down, and let's call it four here for the Blue Demons. Ball right at the 10-yard line of Mid-Prairie Wellman. Schultz with it.
Oh.
On his way to 5-yard line! To the goal line, and he's going to be just short.
How did you
see that open up? I'll tell you what, you guys are missing. You guys get to hear the pads popping down low, but I'm telling you what, it literally, Dan, looks like somebody went out there and just started parting bodies. It was a separate right there.
T, I kid you not, you and I could go in hand, and nobody would touch us through that hole.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's just that wide. It's just, and we're two fairly good-sized stout men.
That might be one of the words. Here's a quarterback keeper. Leshen dives towards the end zone. Touchdown, Albion. Brent Leshen on the touchdown dive. Brent the Jet Leshen lifts off, sends it in. Touchdown, Albion. Senator Pierce Mocker Funeral Home. Touchdown, and Albion now with the 13-0 lead. And, Dan, another short field for this offense to work with. And anytime you give Albion a short field to work with, good things are going to happen.
Oh, it does. You know, and that defense takes a lot of pride in giving that offense great field position. You know, they make it so easy for them. And they want to keep the team back on their side of the ball. Started with the penalty on that kick return.
Can we do this, Dan? Sure if we can.
We can do most things.
All right, Jenny, just this one time. Glad to have you listening along tonight. Ricky Shelker checking in from Bondurant. Bondurant with a big game tonight as well. They're playing Minneapolis, and we will face Bondurant Farrar. I say we will. Uh-huh. I'm pretty confident, buddy. But if we win tonight, we will take on the winner of Minneapolis and Bondurant Farrar. Listening to KIIC in the Big Easy, New Orleans. Go Big Blue from Catherine Hollerich. Hello, Catherine. The Rhodes family listening in Newton says go Big Blue. And I'm not sure.
Hey, T, can you hear what they're talking about down there?
Yeah, the play clock keeps going on and off.
Okay.
And they're having a problem with that.
Okay.
All right, Big T on the Big T Auto Credit Mike. Here's a pass, and thrown behind the intended receiver. Blake Bear had fallen down as a little skinny poster by Kanan Powell. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 9-4 Mid-Prairie Wellman. And they'll be forced to punt here. Boy, I'll tell you what, T, this defense has really done an outstanding job tonight. You guys have
They're doing a great job out there tonight. Making big stops and fourth downs. Here we go. Let's see what we can get here.
Preseason, not postseason for you two.
So if only we had a few games to work out the kinks.
Here's a kick, high kick, booming kick, going to bounce at the 27-yard line straight up in the air. Takes an Albia bounce, and Albia will take over at their own 27-yard line. 10:59 to go here in the first half.
I do want to say hi. I got a text coming in from good friends, longtime listeners for us. Rowan Forsythe's listening to us up in Waukee. So, Rowan, we appreciate you listening in. We know you listen or are at a lot of the Blue Demon games, so great to have you here. Rudy Riley texting in, our good friend.
Hey, Rudy!
Good friend Rudy is here listening or here
Boy,
at the game.
He had to suffer with
listening.
Me
there we go.
Some really lean
yeah.
times, buddy.
Yeah, I kind of got in at the right time.
Yeah, we had a lot of 14-0 first quarters. Or 0-14, that is. Leshen hands it off to Osing. Osing out across the 30-yard line to about the 31, a gain of 4 on first down. Think the record skipped.
The gong.
The gong, yeah.
Are you ready for the gong, gong, gong?
I think Johnny catchy, has a
man.
Strong...
if we upload that to YouTube, don't kid yourself. That's going to go viral.
This is coming in from Kirksville, Missouri. Listening now down in Kirksville, Missouri. I think Johnny has a strong resemblance to William Hung of American
yes.
Idol fame.
He does. Oh, big run here. Alex Schultz coming off guard. Goes up, breaks one tackle, gets another 7 yards, brings it all the way up to the Blue Demon 42-yard line, and a first down.
I'll tell you what you're seeing right there, Dan, is that you're going to see a big play bust open here in a hurry because he's not being touched to the second level, and his shoestring tackles right now, they're getting Alex Schultz down.
And that was why I talked about one of my keys is the first possession of that second half because a lot of the corners, linebackers, and safeties here for Mid-Prairie Wellman go both ways. They will start to get tired, and that's when Schultz, who's only going one way, is going to be really fresh and going hard.
Here's Osing, gets a block from Schultz. Oh, brought down by the shoestrings once again, but not until he has a gain of about 4 yards. And Albion with the football nearing midfield, second down. Let's call it 6 for Albion. 9:54 to go, first half. It's 14-0 Blue Demons. And another text coming. I got them coming in all over the country. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. This is Kaylee Gray, listening from Tulsa. Miss you all.
Nice.
She's got that Southern twang going.
Oh,
here's a handoff, a little counter reverse.
Yep.
And Baker will only get a yard on that one. And that'll bring up third down and 5 for the Blue Demons. Let's run quickly back to the Friday Night Live studio and get a Monday night scoring update.
All right, and this scoring update brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board, and saying hello to Renee's daughter, Lauren. She's homesick and listening in, so hello. Oskaloosa trails now 21-0. We'll get you some more scores back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
All right, welcome back to the People's State Bank broadcasting booth. Glad to have you along. Big third down play here right near midfield. Albie, power eye formation. Hands it off to Schultz. Schultz sidesteps the defender across midfield, has the first down. And I'll tell you what, see, that offensive line, what a job they're doing up front. They're just moving bodies everywhere.
They are doing an excellent job staying low and just forcing guys outside of their blocks and making huge holes for Alex Schultz just to run through. And once he gets into that secondary, he puts the hurt on.
What I like, too, is, you know, he does run hard. One of the inside linebackers is the quarterback, Reed Miller, and so he's having to take that hit and really try to tackle him. So it's going to wear him down as the quarterback. You know, and again, the game goes on, it will wear the team down.
Fake handoff. Leshen rolls back. Has time. Now he's going to tuck it under, and he'll be brought out of bounds, but not until he gets a positive gain out of it. Boy, it looked like Hugan was being held on the other side of the field. Could not get the separation he needed, but Brett just ran on real estate there.
Yeah, he did, you know, and did a nice job. He just tucked it and ran it. That's all he could do. I was just kind of chuckling a little bit. We had a little extra discussion going on between the two teams here. Luke Sarver, I think, was wanting to talk to number 71, the D-tackle, about maybe his shoestrings or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure it was just about his shoestrings.
Just a little discussion that they maybe didn't agree upon.
Give him an Albie welcome package. Here's a quick pitch. And running with his Schultz, trying to get to the corner. Gets to the corner. Pushes forward, still goes through two defenders. I'll tell you what, folks, you got to see this to really appreciate it. Alex, the Mid-Prairie Wellman, did a good job of stretching to the sidelines. Alex was able to get to the corner, and then there were three jerseys, white jerseys, that he had to somehow sneak between. And he was elusive on that play as well as being strong.
You know, as big as that dude is, I mean, he can fit through just a small amount of space.
No doubt. You know, he really does. And he runs kind of upright, but he brings a lot of power. It just seems so contradictory. And there he goes again. Picks up a good, hard 3 yards. Going to be enough for a first down just past the 35-yard line. So that'll be another first Iowa State first down.
First Iowa State Bank first down. Boy, those are coming fast and furious in this first half. 14-0 Albia. 7:54 to go here in this first half. Albia on the march once again.
And the officials are going to get a quick timeout. They're going to work some things over. But I've got more texts coming in real quick. I'll get to this text because this is a big one.
Okay.
This may be my favorite text of the night. Go Big Blue from Kinnick. Love you, Dad.
Nice.
Love you, my beautiful sunshine.
Absolutely.
Now Jay Mill gives a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, back in the Friday Night Lights studio. Again, that scoring update from Washington has Washington up 20-0 on top of Oskaloosa. Also, we're watching that Pekin-Lisbon game where Pekin is now up 12-0. And Albie, of course, is up 14-0 on this game. Go ahead, guys.
Alex Schultz pitched to Schultz. It looked like he was going to throw that downfield, but read that well and decided to tuck it under. Gets a gain of about 2 yards. We'll stay right with you, J-Mill.
All right, because Albia's next opponent will either be Minneapolis or Bonnerant-Farrar. Bonnerant-Farrar has the early lead in that one, up 7-0 on an unbeaten Minneapolis squad. Meanwhile, the winner of the Pekin-Lisbon game will have BGM or Linville Sully. BGM currently leads in that one 7-0. Back to you guys in the PSB broadcast booth.
Welcome the Gilbert family listening in. They say go Big Blue, listening from La Villa, L.A., that is. Second down, now 8 for Albia. A fake pitch. Running with it is Osing. Osing stays on his feet, fights forward, goes backwards for a gain of about 7 yards. Now let's check that, about 5 yards, but was hit at the line of scrimmage and then got turned around and backpedaled downfield, Dan, for another 3 yards.
Did a great job, and again, I just love the way he runs with both hands on the ball, and he's still able to generate his feet movement, and it makes it hard for anyone to tackle him. Gets, like you say, picked up some really hard yards, but picked him up. You know, an interesting stat, we got the statisticians brought the numbers up to us. 100 yards rushing in that first quarter, -9 for Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Boy,
-9. That tells you right there who's on top of the game.
This is a very good football team, Mid-Prairie Wellman, and Albia right now. Is hitting on all cylinders. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back is Leshen. Now being pursued, is going to have to tuck it under. Brett hitting the backfield and will be brought down. A loss on the play. Now a decision here. Not really much of a decision. You're going to probably go for it, but fourth down and 5 after the loss off 2 on the quarterback sack.
And, you know, that was a great choice by Brett. There really wasn't anything opening up in the downfield, and to make a bad throw would not help us any. So Brett alertly just kind of tucked it and ran, tried to do what he could. Unfortunately, lost a couple yards. Actually, the Blue Demons are going to call a timeout to kind of talk it over to see what exactly they want to do and go from there.
All right, let's get to some of the Southern Iowa Technology text lines. The O-line, they're just plain awesome. Go Big Blue from the Timeless. They're checking in. And let's take a look here. We've got, oh, my goodness, the texts are coming in fast and furious. Hey, Jason and Dan, just got out of a county board meeting and listening on my cell phone in San Bernardino, California. 14-0, go Big Blue.
Wow.
Uncle Mark checking
nice.
In from California. Darren Wallace and family listening in from Cincinnati, Ohio. And go Big Blue from Albia's favorite UPS driver listening from Bloomfield. Well, just like you, they deliver, the Blue Demons, and they're delivering tonight. Nick, Emily, and Adeline Baker. In St. Paul, Minnesota, checking in. We got them all over the country. And how about going? Let's go to North Dakota, Dan. We've been down south to California. Let's go and say a big shout out. Go Big Blue from Mary in Fargo, North Dakota. Glad to have you along all over this big country of ours. We're going to get to more Southern Iowa Technology text here in just a second, but we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. 5:56 to go here. First half, 14-0 Albia. A big fourth down play right here for the Blue Demons. The ball right at the 30-yard line of Mid-Prairie Wellman. Leshen under center. Brett the Jet rolls back. Throws downfield. Zach Hugan. Zach on the attack towards the end zone. Touchdown, Albia. Zach on the attack. Hugan from Brett the Jet. Leshen. Touchdown, Albia. Another center. Pierce Macher, funeral home. Touchdown. And Dan, every
what
time
else?
We need it, there it is. Zach Hugan from Brett Leshen. That is a dynamic duo if you've ever seen one.
And all you got to do is starting with the PCM game is the earliest I remember. When we got a fourth down in forever and we got to go for it because it's too close to punt, not close enough for field goal, you know we're going to Zach. Zach just goes a go route right down the line. Zach throws it up there, does a great job, puts it right on the money. Only Zach can get it, and it's an easy touchdown. Great job for the Blue Demons.
Brett the Jet Leshen to Zach on the attack. Hugan, touchdown, Albion. Big T, that blur that went by you, that missile.
1960. And don't forget, they've got recliners, mattresses, sofas, kitchen tables, everything for your home at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Monday Night Football playoff version, 20-0 Albion. After the Conley spray foam insulation kickoff, on that return, the two return men met together at the 10-yard line, and they looked at each other and said, no, you take it. And welcome to the broadcast, Big T.
Got another text from Southern Iowa text line. Good friend David Lang from Sheridan listening in with a group of guys. Appreciate you guys listening in. Always a great rivalry over there with Sheridan, and good to have him on board.
Here's a pass. Blake Bear lights him up, sends him down. Oh, my goodness. There is a ton of brick hits. Ryan Cordham, meet Blake Bear, and that ton of brick hits brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. I'll tell you what, if you're a hunter looking to get into the fall hunting season, you got to get over to Bluff Creek Archery and check out their amazing selection of bows and hunting equipment. Bluff Creek Archer and that Blake Bear, ton of brick hits. Here's a quarterback rolling to the right side, throws it, one hop, and it's incomplete. Second down now. Check it third down after the incompletion. Third down, and let's call it four here for Mid-Prairie Wellman. But, T, this defense has done its part. But, Zach, on the attack, Eugen, how about that, Biggie Biggs?
That was awesome, man. I just want to give you a little deal that's going on down here. Alex is over here on the bench. I think he got an ankle rolled on, so kind of go see how he's doing.
Third down and four here. Mid-Prairie Wellman at the 46-yard line. Now they're on 46.
Jill like
Jett
right
going there. Here's a quick hitter, and it's complete, but met as he caught the football and brought right down right
Hugh
there.
Sinclair.
Hugh Sinclair with a big open field tackle, and the swarm of Albia Sharks met that ball carrier at the 46. He'll fall forward for a gain of the yard, but Dan, there was nowhere to go.
No, and it really was a nice design play. It looked like on any normal circumstance that should have gone for at least for a first down, but Hugh Sinclair read it really well and had a great jump on it to make that tackle as soon as the receiver caught it. No gain. Brings up a fourth and three,
and they're going to
go for it midfield.
Miller in the shotgun. Three receivers out to the near side of the, or the far side of the field, right in front of the Mid-Prairie bench. Here's a little flare pass. It's complete. It's going to have the first down across midfield. Open field tackle by Blake Bear, but not until number two, Asa Baylor, came out of the backfield. A little curl pattern out of the backfield, and that'll get the first down all the way to the Albia 40-yard line.
The wide receiver on the near side was Zachary Schwartz, and Hunter Weldon was in coverage on him. He went in on the slant route, which is what he had to do. Unfortunately, nobody picked up Asa coming out of the linebacking core to get there quick enough. Was able to get the first down.
Two receivers east side of the field now. Miller stays in the shotgun. Albia out in front, 20-0, 4:14 to go here first half. Quarterback rolls back, being pursued, throws it underneath and incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Go Big Blue! Go Chiefs! Rick in Olathe, Kansas checking in tonight as we continue to go around the world here. Corey and Kim Sawatsky cheering on the Demons from far Texas. That sounds like a far ways away.
It's not near.
Tom Lawhead in Saginaw, Michigan says go Big Blue. Can't wait to see Jason and Big C on the alumni team next year.
I think you're going to have to.
I don't know.
You're going to have to wait.
You're going to have to wait for that one. All the way, Big Blue, from your biggest fan, Lana. Second down now and 10. No back in the back. It's an empty set here. A pass underneath, complete. Running with the football. Has the first down all the way inside the 30-yard line down to the 27. Boy, I'll tell you what now, offensively, see this Mid-Prairie Wellman team has a little rhythm going.
Oh, they're ready to play. I mean, win the game too. So they're keeping it up, and they're throwing good passes. They see their open man, and the quarterback's doing a great job of pickpocketing the defense of secondary right now.
All right, Mid-Prairie Wellman with the football. 3:55 to go first half, 20-0 Albia. Miller rolling to the right side, has some time. Now he's going to be pursued, and Isley fights off the defender. What looked like he was going to have some time to plant, Dan.
Hello.
He got rid of the defender, and Isley just gobbled him up like Tim on a buffet at the White Buffalo.
Oh, my. You don't want to get in his road. The guy with lead blockers coming out had no chance. Carter just looked at him for a second, looked at the quarterback, and shoved him into the dirt, ran over the top of him, went right to Reed Miller, made the sack. Reed had no time to get his feet set, throw, run, or do anything. Nice job from Carter Isley.
Third down and about 17 here for Mid-Prairie Wellman. 3:16 to go first half. Miller rolls back, throws it across the middle, and it's complete, but it's thrown underneath, a gain of about 7 yards down to the 26-yard line. And here comes a big fourth down play for Mid-Prairie Wellman. Three minutes to go and counting here in the first half. It's all Albia 20-0.
This is certainly a kickable or a makeable kick for their
kicker.
I mean, he can boot it, but they're not wanting to settle for three. They want to get seven. It's actually third down. They did flip it, and I thought it was a little quick to be fourth. So it is third down, so that's obviously why they're not kicking.
Third down, 9 from the 26 of Albia. Mid-Prairie Wellman with the football. Under 3 minutes to go here, first half. Here's a quick pass. A little screen pass. Does a good job getting to the court. 20, 15, and will be brought down inside the 10-yard line. As a well-executed play that time, Big T, by Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Yeah, they had good blocking out for this good blocking out here for this receiver on this side, and that was a good play.
Coach Staten's big brother, Ken Staten, is listening from Denver, Colorado. So proud of my brother, the coaching crew, and, of course, the Blue Demon football team for accomplishing an unprecedented, undefeated football season. And here's a play right the middle and stopped right away. That is Asa Baylor. No room to work there. Boy, this defense, Christian, has been so tough in the red zone all year long.
That's right. They're a bend but don't break defense right now in the goal line. And like you have all year, that's why they've only given up, what was it, 9 points per game?
Right.
Second down and a goal to go from the 7-yard line of Albion. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a quick slant pattern, incomplete, underthrown, well defended right there. Man coverage out on the outside. That's Hunter Weldon. What a week Hunter Weldon had last week.
You know, when you've played, then that's what's been good. Dalton Folkers talked about that in pregame, about these sophomores come in, you know, they kind of weren't sure what they were going to bring to the table because they were young, but they quickly realized that these kids can step up and they adjust really well. And now at this point in the 11th game of the season, these are not sophomores. These are well-seasoned juniors. At least, if not more. And Hunter Weldon has just taken the playoffs to step it to a whole other level.
Well, they got a timeout here. Let's get a quick scoring update. Mid Prairie Woman calls timeout. 2:08 to go here in the first half. 20-0 Albion. Third down and 7 after a run back to the Friday Night Light studio.
And we've got a couple interesting ones going on here, fellas. Pella and Williamsburg are tied at 0 at the half. Pella unbeaten on the season, tied at 0 at the half against Williamsburg. That game in Pella, our Jim Frank is there. Albia leads this one 20-0. A couple other quick scores here. Another surprise, Bondurant Farrar leads an unbeaten Minneapolis team 7-0 at the halftime break. Currently Pekin beating Lisbon 19-0. The winner of that one plays BGM of Brooklyn, where it's tied 7 apiece. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board here at the Friday Night Lights studio at Broadcast Central. Let's go back to the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
All right, third down and 7 down. We've asked Johnny, Jack and Johnny Flattery to get in that bell tower when we did our Scoop and Loop treasure hunt a couple of weeks ago. Jay Milley's got that rap going. Could you play us a little bit in the background here? Jack and Johnny Flattery's The Gong.
Help this defense out.
Third down, goal to go from the 7. The dreaded gong, and here comes Albia's defense. Miller rolls back, throws it. A fade pattern to the end zone. Well defended, but out there to make the catch. A great leaping catch by Mid-Prairie Wellman. And, Dan, that's so far away, you got a different zip code on that side of the end zone, and I didn't see who come up with it. But Mid-Prairie Wellman answers Albia's last score.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it was a great pass. Shadow Lesher was right there in coverage and tried to jump up there with him and then knock it loose or knock it out before he could make the catch and was unable to do that. Mid Prairie is able to come back and score 20-6 now with the PAT to follow with 2:03 in the second quarter.
Well, this kicker is something fun to watch. Tried a 68-yarder earlier in the year, as Dan mentioned, and watching that on your phone here a few minutes ago, boy.
And he just missed by 5 yards. I mean, it was right down the middle. So this kid can kick anywhere on the field.
Here comes the extra point attempt. It's up. It's certainly going to be high enough, and it'll go out to the Monroe County Hospital.
It's in my backyard.
Takes us across. Takes a couple of bounces across Stocker's yard and all the way out to the hospital. 20-7, your score. 2:03 to go here in the first half. We'll be right back. You're listening to Monday Night Football.
4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in. Blood sport arrows tipped with rages. Or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand. To the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
You know, the crew here at Friday Night Lights gave me a turkey leg to gnaw on. I'm sitting outside the truck chewing on this thing, and then I realized, boom, this is a cow's leg, not a turkey leg.
And that is some kind of leg out of the kicker on your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. That one sails out of the end zone. We see some go into the end zone, but rarely at high school do we see him go out of the end zone.
Yeah, I don't know how many...
opponents actually return on these guys.
I was watching film. There was a couple times where he intentionally kicked it short, you know, to about the 10 or 15, and you could tell he was. Otherwise, they just let the team start with the 20. They just don't even want to return. They don't want to have any big plays, especially with 2 minutes, 3 seconds in the second quarter. Blue Demons are up 20-7. They want to make them work as hard as they can to get a touchdown.
80 yards to work here. Here's a handoff running with his shorts. Ryan Sarver, who checked in, a gain of about 5 yards out to the 25, close to the 26-yard line. I'm listening on my way to work, cuz. I'll stay on the radio at work from Cousin Phil. Go Big Blue from Jeff Gardner at South East Polk.
Hey, Jeff.
Big D.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Jeff. You know, Sarver in there running, as Big T reported on earlier. Alex Schultz kind of got a little ankle issue going on. He's trying to work through. Sarver does get next carry. He goes up the middle, picks up a hard 2 yards. You know, Ryan was our starting tailback for the first 5 games of the season, so a very capable tailback. You know, he's not a stranger in that backfield or not a stranger to run, and he's got 500 yards rushing on the season coming into tonight anyway.
Well, we'll get an update on Alex Schultz here in just a second, but 1:17 to go here in the first half. A third down and 4 here. Albion breaks the huddle. Leshen with I formation. And he fakes the handoff, a bootleg, trying to get to the right side, and will be ran out of bounds. We'll wait for the spot. It will depend on the spot, but it's going to be very close to the first down marker at Big T. You're right down there.
I'm getting there.
Run, Forrest, run.
Looks like it's just on the other side of the 30, so it might be short.
And that, boy, that is short. Just short. Fourth down here, and less than a yard. This might be a go-for-it time.
Well,
yeah,
20-7 Albion out in front here, 104 to go, fourth down and inches. And Albion's going to call a timeout. Real quickly, we're back to the Monday night studio, back on the Tharp Funeral Home big board, and Jay Mill running the board tonight.
All right, let's take a look here at what we've got. Twin Cedars trails Adair Casey at this hour, 27-12. Again, Oskaloosa trailing big to Washington, 9-1 Washington, 28-0 Oski without All-star running back 1, 2, and 3, we think. At least number one with a broken leg, Andrew Landgrave. Also, some other scores here. Pella and Williamsburg tied at 0 at the half. Bondurant leads Mediapolis 7-0. Albia on top of Mid-Prairie Wellman on this game, 20-7. BGM and Linville Soli are tied at 7. Pekin leads Lisbon 19-6. More scores coming up at the halftime break. Let's go back live to the field and the People's State Bank broadcast booth.
20-7, Abby calls timeout. They'll have fourth down in inches here. Let's get to some more of our texts as they keep coming in. Lots of texts coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue from Sigourney. Listening from a hotel room in Los Angeles. Rod Paris checking in. Hello, Rod. Take no prisoners, Big Blue, and Sergeant Schultz from Grandma and Grandpa listening in Vermont. We're going all over. This is kind of like where Waldo is.
Blue Demons are lined up in a punt formation. Yep. Mid Prairie's not buying it. They have nobody back for a return.
Leshen standing at his 20-yard line in punt formation. Brett kicks it. A big kick. Bounces at the 35. Rolls inside the 30. Rolls all the way down to the 20-yard line. A boot of about 50 yards there, Dan. So that was a big-time kick there for Brett Leshen.
It was good punt there. Again, nobody was back for Mid-Prairie to do the return. So with 54 seconds, Mid-Prairie will have at least a few shots at it. Again, if they can get that ball, I'm going to tell you, at about the 40-yard line, that's a makeable punt for their punter coming in, or excuse me, the kicker. So if they can get it to the 40, that, you know, they've got their work cut out for them, but that's certainly get 40 yards on a few plays here, and they could have a chance to get 3 more points on the board before half.
Mary Little in Western Iowa says, steam rolling to the dome. Go Big Blue. And the texts keep coming in. 641-799. We want 1437. We want to hear from you. Three receivers to the far side of the field. Miller rolls back. A little shuttle pass and running with it over the right side. Trying to get to the corner. Has the corner, but will be wrestled down at about the 27-yard line. Stayed in bounds. So Mid-Prairie Wellman's going to have be forced to call a timeout here.
They're actually going to say he got knocked out of bounds.
Wow.
Boy, his knee dropped down before it got out of bounds. I can't believe they're stopping the clock on that. We're not on the far side, but boy, it sure looked like he stayed in.
Second down and 4 here for Mid-Prairie. More importantly, 44 seconds to go here. Al be out in front, 20-7. It's been a dominating first half here by the Blue Demons. Mid-Prairie will split them out, 2 on each side. They'll check that. They're going to move a receiver over. Trips on the far side of the field, right in front of the Mid-Prairie bench. Miller rolls back, has time. Plants, throws it across the field. Little slant pattern, complete. Out across the 35, out across the 40, and brought down. Fumble on the play.
And let's see who comes up with it.
Oh, number
nine. Oh, Powell comes up with it. I'll tell you what. See, it looked like Abby's going to get that for a second.
Oh, they were sure close to beginning it, but it looked like the ball just popped out and the guy just rolled over on the ground and picked it up himself.
Very fortunate. Again, if they can get about another 15 yards within field goal range.
30 seconds and counting here. Miller rolling to the left side. Now has the pressure. Bosser brings some heat. There comes Isley. Or Bassett. Bassett chases him out of bounds. He'll run out of bounds at about the 45-yard. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. 21 seconds to go here. Albia with a 20-7 lead. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Colorado bleeding Demon Blue. Go Big Blue. Getting some listeners over in the Sigourney area checking in. Glad to have everyone along tonight.
Nice job on the Blue Demons. No gain on the play, but unfortunately knocked him out of bounds, so that stopped the clock, gave him a chance to get another play or two in. Again, the ball's at their own 45. If they can get it to their 45 or even 40, it's definitely within the range.
All right, big play here. Two receivers each side of the field. Rolling back, Miller throws it, and it's complete. Out across midfield, trying to get to the sidelines. He will get down the sidelines and be pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. 14 ticks on the clock. 20-7, the Albie lead. But Mid-Prairie Wellman now within, crazy to say it, but they're within field goal range here at the 40-yard line. How about this text coming in here? Shout out to the Albia High School. Great job on an excellent season. Redskin, University of Iowa alum, and this is a name I know well. Santa and his daughters told me all about this. Adam Geddes from Washington. Glad to have you along, Adam. Listening in to tonight's ballgame. Adam Geddes, Redskin. Boy, he's a big, big boy.
Mid-Prairie's going to try one more play. They do have one timeout left with 14 seconds on the clock, so a chance to get a play and chance set up a kick if they want it.
Quick hitter over to the near side of the field. And being brought down, a gain of about 7 yards. And inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Five ticks on the clock. Mid-Prairie Wellman will call a timeout. And, Dan, we're going to get to see the leg of that All-State kicker.
Here we are, certainly. Austin Eartham is going to set up for a three-pointer field goal here with a little over 5 seconds left. Hey, T, do you want to know any updates to the game?
Yeah. Did anybody see?
I've got some for you if you want them.
No, I don't.
All right. All right.
The Bears.
Suspense.
And the Packers. Are you recording this, the game?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we won't tell you that the Bears now are up 22-7. Is that what the score was, Dan, last year?
That's not correct.
No, wait.
No,
I can make numbers up.
Correct.
Boy, don't you love that? We've got a timeout on the field here. 20-7 the score here. Albia out in front. Mid-Prairie going to try a field goal. But I'm at a wedding this weekend. Iowa-Wisconsin game. I got a recording, and I go in, and the guy says, oh, hey, you check out the Iowa game. I say, I'm recording it. He goes on to tell me the score and all the plays,
nice.
And I'm like, what part of I'm recording it did you not hear?
You know, you'd save time and tape if you just recorded the first half because they don't play in the second half.
That's a good point. Don't pick on my Hawkeyes.
No, they're my Hawkeyes too, but I'm just so mad at them.
I love them.
Okay, Austin Eartham is going to set up.
All right, we'll see. This is going to be a kick of about 47 yards.
Yep.
47-yard attempt here. Left-footed kicker, by the way.
Yeah. No wind to speak of, so it's nothing to play heck with him other than a little bit of a loose ground.
Boy, this is some momentum that can go Mid-Prairie's way. Here comes the snap. The kick is nearly blocked. It's high enough. It's long enough, and the flag comes in. It will be good enough, but there is a flag on the play. That is going to be running into the kicker. Bear gave it a big old dive, caught a piece of the kicker's leg. I'll tell you what, that was a thing of beauty, though. I'll tell you. Even being a Blue Demon fan, you can appreciate that kick.
Good kick. And Blake Bear, I thought, did a heck of a job getting in there and just diving Superman out there, try to get the block in. Wasn't able to get it done. But, boy, a great effort on him. And I didn't quite honestly watch to see if they ran into the kicker or not. But obviously the officials are. And great field goal for the Mid-Prairie Wellman Golden Eagles. Or Golden Hawks, excuse me.
And it's going to be roughing the kicker now. Mid-Prairie Wellman, you rarely want to take points off the board. There's no way they're going to take the points off the board. It would be an indication of a 15-yard penalty, which would put them inside the 15-yard line. You're trailing here by two touchdowns. We'll wait and see. And the play, the half cannot end on a defensive penalty or on a penalty period. So they may decline it.
I would think that's certainly their prerogative to decline that.
I would, if I was coaching along the way, if I was Coach Caton, I think, I'm sorry, Coach Kavanaugh, I think I might just decline this one.
Take the points. Never take the points off the board.
Yeah. You just certainly don't want to do that.
And they're walking. And they will. They will be forced to kick. And it'll be if.
Which just makes the touchback even further.
Yeah. That's just it. Now we've got to wait for the officials. They may be putting some time on the board.
I think they're saying they're going to start enforce it on the third quarter.
Well, they're actually calling back out the kick here.
Oh, they are.
T, let's go down to you, buddy. What's the indication?
What's that?
What do we got here?
3 seconds. Oh, we've got they're going to
3 seconds.
Well, like you said, you can't end the half on a defensive penalty. So I think they're just going to go ahead and have them. They're going to
Yeah, he's going to try to kick it through the goalpost again.
Yeah, there'll be a touchback.
This time from the 45. He's going to try a 55-yard kickoff for her.
But what's interesting, point three, the clock doesn't start until we touch the ball.
Good
point. We won't touch the ball, and so I don't know if he's going to squib it, because otherwise we'll get one more down.
Yeah, that's a take a knee moment here. 20 to 10.
Oh,
big. Yeah, I know. You got 22 on your side.
Yep.
Humphrey Klan checking in. Go Big Blue. Go Big Blue from D.D. and Rita Henderson. Here comes the kick. This one's high enough. It's long enough, and it is good enough.
Post.
But we found out how far it can kick, and it's over 50 yards. That one goes through the goalpost on the kickoff from the 45-yard line of the 55-yard kickoff. And Albie's going to have to come out and run a play here.
Yeah. They got 20. The Blue Demons will get actually a play, so you can't end on a penalty.
Yeah. No, and you're the defense. You want them to take the snap.
It'd be interesting to see what Coach Farrington does. You know, the 80 yards to go, it's asking an awful lot to come up with a big play. It really ought to be a knee, but, boy, there's a part of me that just says, why not try?
Absolutely.
Light one up for Zach Hugan, see what you got.
That's probably why we wear headsets
and,
upstairs away from anyone that can listen that makes decisions on the sideline.
And with Matt Baker 15 yards back, I'm guessing we're taking a knee.
And there is the final play of this first half. An impressive start for the Blue Demons and a quick comeback here by Mid-Prairie Wellman. At the halftime break, your halftime score, Albia 20, Mid-Prairie Wellman 10. We'll be right back. You're listening to Monday Night Football playoff style here on your sports leader, KIC.
Ball right up there. It's a nice catchable ball every time. Puts it in a great spot, and you can't say enough about that connection. We've seen it all year, and it never gets old, and it's always special each and every time.
All right, now let's get to your Eagles Club impact player of the first half. Don't forget, right now, the Eagles Club have us on. They're listening to us live at the Eagles Club. Have a frosty mug root beer on me, guys. And Dan, it's the only place in town that has a 1919 frosty mug root beer on tap. The Eagles Club, not your grandma and grandpa's Eagles Club. This is the all-new and renovated Eagles Club. And when you're ready to make an impact in your community, join them at the Eagles Club. And the Eagles impact player of the first half is...
Oh, you're going to look to me?
I'm begging you.
This is really tough, folks. I can't tell you. There's so many great performances here tonight. But at the end of the day here, I'm gonna go with what it took on the ground there. Alex Schultz, he made a heck of an impact on their 97 rushing yards in that first half. Didn't get a chance to rush the last series of possession for us because of a little ankle injury. But made a heck of an impact on that first possession, really grinding him out and going on the quick pitches and then running up the middle. But, boy, I tell you, that could have just as easily been a Griffin Osing, Zach Hugan, Houston Clare. The list is long.
Long list of guys vying for that the candidacy of the impact player of the first half. But the first half impact player, courtesy of the Eagles Club, goes to the Sarge, Sergeant Schultz. The Eagles Club, Dan, they're preparing, buddy, right now. They're getting ready.
Yeah.
And on December 1st, they're going to start selling tickets for a New Year's Eve party they're going to have, of course, on New Year's Eve. And that will go from 8 to 1:30, and they'll have tickets available starting on December 1st. Only $30 a person with all the music. 3 free drinks and food and snacks all night long, along with a little fun at the Eagles Club.
When is it?
Sounds like December 32nd,
yeah,
I think.
32nd of December. The day after tomorrow, Joe.
It's almost a century away.
We're not going to tell you. We want to have fun.
Jason.
All right, let's go down to Big T. He's going to catch up with the coach. Halftime coach's interview brought to you by Barice Rust Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. Big T with Coach Dayton.
Coach, it certainly looked like Albie Blue Demons came out to play tonight, you know, from the very first bell. You know, we came out, hit them hard. The offensive line is doing a fantastic job up front. What did you tell the boys at halftime? What do we need to work on for this next half?
Well, we won the first half. Now we got to come out and win the second half. We got to stay low, move their feet, open up holes for the running backs. Doesn't look like we're going to have our starting tailback, Schultz, for this half. We're looking at his ankle now, but we got Ryan Sarver. He started the first five games, and he's a capable young man. We got to hang on the football, keep it away from them, and defense got to find a way to stop their passing attack.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
That's your Breece Rest Home coach's interview, brought to you by, of course, Breece Rest Home, local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands. Saw Dennis out today. Dennis at the Breece Rest Home, and he said, you know, Jason, I'm going to get there. I want to be there. And I said, Dennis, just make sure I can hear you up here, buddy, because we need a little noise.
Great fan, great supporter.
All right, let's get to our Southern Iowa Technology text line as they keep coming in fast and furious. We want to hear from you where you're listening at as we get ready for the second half kickoff. Courtesy of Conley Spray Foam Insulation. Send a text to 641-799-1437. Your Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff coming up here in just a second. But right now, let's go to that text line. Leah Kipfer at College of St. Mary's in Omaha checking in. Chris Schroyer shouting out from Tucson Desert. Proud to be bleeding blue. Keep up the good work. Boy, I'll tell you, we got them listening all over tonight. Dave Clark and Deanna Taylor say great first half. The Northern Sarver clan. Tim and Joanna listening from north of Ames. Go Big Blue.
Jason, if I could, I just got stat sheets here, too, for the first half. And Coach Staten brings up a great point. We're going to need control in their passing attack. As I'm looking at it, but just a quick math, looking at Mid-Prairie Wellman, on the season they average about 135 yards in passing a game. Yeah. So far in the first half, they've got 168, so they're well above their average in that respect. But rushing, they usually rush it a lot more, 180-yard rushing attack, and so far they're negative 15. So the Blue Demons very effective on stopping that run, forcing them to go in the air. But now it's going to be key to kind of slow both facets of that part of the game. Blue Demons are also doing very well. 250 yards is what they average rushing. They've got 150, so well on pace there. 55 yards in the air and 115 on the season, so right on track there. So a very good game out of the Blue Demons. As we talk about the Alex Schultz maybe not being able to go, see him running down the sideline. He does have his cleats on. They do have him wrapped up. He was sprinting up and down the sideline, doing some cuts in and out. I will tell you, from my perspective, he doesn't look 100%, but I can tell you this. If he can go, he's going to be out there, and he'll go until they pull him out.
His 25% is better than most people's 200%+.
And Coach Staten's right. Ryan Sarver can come in and do a fine job. He had 500 yards rushing in five games, did a great job the first five games, so he's fresh.
Ryan's all-district.
Yeah.
If he starts all games, he's all-district.
Well, he'd be over 1,000 yards at this point. He'd be pushing 1,200, 1,300 yards. So, you know, there's no – we're not going to lose a step there. It's just nice to have that depth on this team where we can just plug and play guys all game long and keep going. So we'll see what Alex is able to do. You know, maybe not the pitch plays. Maybe it's just run north and south.
Here's a Conley Spray Foam Insulation kickoff. This one deep, filled it in the end zone. And this one's going to be a touchback
by
as
rule.
Ryan Sarver, by rule, caught the ball into the end zone. The Reed family checking in tonight, listening at home. Scott Reed family, keep up the great work, boys. Proud of you, your parents, of Albie's number 44.
And 45 is in the lineup right now. So Alex Schultz is going to give it a go. That's what you want to see. We'll see what he's got here the first few plays. The coaches will make a decision. Ryan Sarver is certainly staying very close and handy on the sideline here with the coaches. So he's ready to go if they need. And again, we want Alex Schultz in there because that keeps Ryan fresh on the defensive side. But if we need him to come play offense, you know he will. He'll give everything and we'll do just fine.
All right, Albie with the football. They open up this second half. Schultz with it over the right side. Has a nice big wall to work through and gets a gain of about 5 yards on that first down carry. And see, he didn't look like he was favoring that leg at all.
No, he just ran that ball just straight at the field hard, saw the hole, and just exploded right through it.
And I would think they'd want to go more north and south with him and not maybe some pitches on here just to kind of let him get that ankle worked back into shape and then see what happens. If they want to go pitches, maybe have Ryan come in for him.
Hunter Tomei and Jessup Iowa says, go, Alex. They're praying for him. Here's a bootleg and running with the football. Leshen gets that right corner turn, but a good open field tackle by the Golden Hawks. A gain of about two. Third down now and four for Albia. Albia with the football at its own 27-yard line.
Big play here for the Blue Demons. This is what we want to see. This first possession for the Blue Demons on offense. See if they can come out and really have their way with this team and wear down the defense for Mid-Prairie.
Third down and short for Albia. Leshen comes under center, takes his time, makes sure everybody's set up and ready to go. 20-10, Albia with the lead. And Leshen's going to call timeout. Heads up. That's your That is your senior quarterback, T, seeing that things weren't ready and everyone wasn't set up. And good call there by the cornerback.
Great leadership right there. I mean, things aren't right. You need to do what you need to do to get yourself in a good position.
You know, when he came up to the line of scrimmage, Brad Leshen was checking his armband there, and all of a sudden he didn't like the formation. And I would guess based on what the play was called, and so he saw that wasn't matching up right, and so maybe the play came in incorrectly, and so he wants to get that straightened out with the team.
20-10 here, just underway second half. Let's go back real quickly to the Monday night studio. Jay Mill back on the Tharp Funeral Home board. Give us a scoring update.
Real quick, guys, Pella has now scored in the third quarter. Clayburg with a 5-yard dive into the end zone, and they now lead 7-0 over Williamsburg. Back to you.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you. Dome, here we come. From Annette and Christy from the Moreau Care Center, they're listening in. Looking out towards you guys right now out of the press box facing that east. Robo and Mary building a fire, enjoying the game. Keep it up, Big Blue. Third down short here. Leshen hands it off. Schultz fighting for the first down. Has the first down out across the 30-yard line. Had a nice hole to work through and then had to jump over a defender for the first down. And I love T. Howe. He's able to run with that football. He's able to take advantage of every little seam that offensive line gives him.
You know, he's such a huge, such a big guy, and he's got such great balance. It's just it's crazy.
He's going to come out and get a rest. Looks like he ran out the field. So, Alex, looks like he's still okay here to run the football. But Albie's going to bring Ryan Sarver in. Here's a quick handoff. And running with it straight ahead is Osing. Osing will fall forward, a gain of about a yard or two, but not much to work with right there. Christian, that's the importance we talk about, the depth of this football team. It shows when you have injuries and when you get into late into a football game. And right now, Albie's depth is going to have to be an important part of this.
That's right, and we just don't have depth. We got great depth. I mean, we got great guys that can fill in at the running back spots. You see here Ryan Sarver coming in. He would be an all-district running back if he would have been playing all nine games.
Here's a handoff. Sarver with it out across the 35, a gain of about 3 yards. Mid-Prairie Wellman, Dan, has done a good job of making some adjustments up front defensively.
And that's what you know, at this point in time, you're at the top 16 teams are still playing right now. And so the good teams know how to make adjustments at halftime. They have coaching staffs, and they're reading and reacting to what's going on. The Blue Demons have shown their ability all year long to do that as well. And so that's Coach Farrington's getting all kinds of input from all his coaches. And he's making the appropriate play call on a third and six situation from the Blue Demons 35.
Third down, six for Albia. Offset eye formation. Handoff goes to Osing. Tries to get to the corner and will be brought down. He's going to be close to the first down marker. The ball's going to be spotted just across the 40-yard line. First down marker right at the 41. We'll wait for the spot and the ball to be set down here.
It looks to be a good half yard short. I don't even think they're going to measure because of where that thing is. Now, the interesting decision to me, you go for it.
They're going to go for it. Now they're going to bring in Fulkerson. Yeah. They may look to punt here.
Yeah. They're going to go punt. You know, it's early in the game.
Yep.
Don't want to get crazy with them. Give the ball in a good field position for Mid-Prairie. See if you can't pin them back. Have good special teams coverage here.
8:40 to go here in the third quarter. 20-10, Albie with the lead. Leshen standing back at his own 30-yard line. Gets a snap. Rolls to the right side. A high, booming kick. Sends this one back deep. Field it, and the ball is on the ground and dropped down. And there's a flag comes in. You know, that's horrible.
That's
the official throws a flag. The return man had fallen down to his knees at the same time the defender was ready to make the tackle, Dan. Simultaneously, there's no way you're going to pull the Jets off there on a slick field.
It doesn't have possession. As he's on his knees, yes, but he doesn't have possession because he fumbled and he's dropping down to cover it. At that point, it's still a live ball. We're still trying to get in there and make something happen. I know it's you don't want to have players get hurt, but I just don't agree with the call there. I think it was a good hit. It's one you can't fault him for going in. He's trying to get the ball just as much as the Mid-Prairie receiver was.
Smith girls say, go Big Blue, you can do it. Shout out from Bobby Bear in New Mexico, go Big Blue. Hey, Bobby, glad to have you along in New Mexico.
Your brother and dad are doing a great job for the Blue Demons.
Mary Lee and Patty listening in Venice, Florida, go Big Blue. Got them all over this big country of ours, coast to coast. First and 10 for Mid-Prairie. After the mark off, they have the ball at the 35-yard line. their own 35. A gain of about a yard on that first down. Boy, Christian, good job by that defensive front of the Blue Demons shutting down that running game.
That's right. They got him there and stuck it to get go, and then you can see the linebackers just piling over top of them and just making sure of the tackle.
You know, their guard for Mid Prairie does a lot of pulling, and that's where they're going to run behind, and the Blue Demons are doing a good job of hitting that gap and falling and getting Esther Baylor on the run and stopping him in the backfield. Fake handoff here. Quarterback rolls out.
Rolls.
Looks to throw.
And it's underthrown, and I think that
Joe
was
Sinclair?
Was that Joe Sinclair on the reception? Joe Sinclair over on the chain gang comes up with a reception. Good catch out there, Joe.
Yeah.
I thought he had hands of a lineman. Boy, he's showing his skills out there. Go Big Blue from the
Upaws
in Oskaloosa.
Yeah, that's my wife, Julie, her cousin and husband and family, Jerry and Lori Upaw. I'm assuming that's who that is. Appreciate you guys listening in.
Finish, 48 minutes, Go Big Blue from Tad listening in. Albia out in front, 20-10, 7:56 to go, third quarter just underway here, second half. Third down, 9-4, Mid Prairie Wellman from their own 36-yard line. Quarterback rolls back, a fade pattern. It's underthrown and nearly caught there. Bryce Leshen had that one read, guys, but Christian, he could not keep his feet here. Otherwise, that may have been a pick six going the other way.
Yeah, I mean, the field just right in that general area, you could just see it just mud everywhere. And going up, and it looked like he was just about to jump, and just one little tiny slip and fell. But the ball was luckily underthrown a little bit, and the receiver could not make the catch.
All right, let's head north. We've been east, west, south. Now let's go north. Proud parents of three former Blue Demons, Tim and Deanne Krall, listening from Minnesota. Go Big Blue. Fourth down and 9 here. The punt. And here's a booming end-over-end kick. Bounces at the 30-yard line. And Albie's going to walk away from it. And the ball's going to go inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line where this Albie offense will come out once again. While the offense takes possession of the football, let's run back to the Monday night studio where Jay Mills back on the board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, a couple scores coming in here. Pella has scored again, or should I say Noah Klaberg has scored again for Pella with an 8-yard run. Now makes it 14-0. That has just entered the fourth quarter, according to the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Again, Pella leads this one 14-0. A couple other quick ones for you. Bondurant Farrar has now scored again on Mediapolis at Mediapolis's field. It's 7-14. Again, Bondurant Farrar on top, 14-7. Wayne trails HLV of Victor by 2, 26-24. And BGM on top of Linville Sully, 21-7. One more quick one. Pekin leads Lisbon, 27-6. Back to you.
Matt Baker on the end around. And goes out across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. A first down for the Blue Demons. Albie with the football, 7:27 to go here in the third quarter. Here's the handoff. Osing trying to get to the corner. Gets a block, cuts it up across 45. Midfield and brought down. And Griffin Osing chugging the Sherman tank, takes it across midfield, first and 10 for Blue Demons.
And how about Ryan Sarver in there at tailback, lead blocking for the fullback. That's reversal of fortune. Usually Ryan did a great job, and Griffin read it just right. You know, and guys, and I do see Alex Schultz on the sideline there. It looks like he may be done. It's never a good sign when the man doesn't have his helmet. I think the team's taking it from him so he doesn't put himself back in.
They just took that helmet away from him.
Because he'll go in otherwise.
Power eye formation. Sarver with it. Inside the 45, still fighting forward, gets a game of about 5 or 6.
Just in case we need me.
Okay, let's go down to Alex Schultz real quick.
T, what do you got, T?
I heard him down
T,
there. T,
what do you got?
Yes.
You had Alex Schultz there momentarily. What did you get?
Well, you know, they're just pretty precautionary. You know, Alex says he feels fine. Got a little limp, but we're just going to kind of see how the game goes. We'll use him if we need him.
Third down and 5. High formation. Leshen rolls back. Has time. Plenty of time.
Woo!
Now the pressure slips on the midfield stripe. Gets right of it. Sarver with it. Ryan
nice
Sarver sidesteps the defender. Sidesteps another one inside the 35-yard line. Has the first down. Ryan Sarver did a good job of coming back for the football, Dan, and then showed off his dance moves. Did a little jagger to the left and jagger to the right and split the defenders and got the first down.
Boy, he did. He had the moves like Jagger. Did a really good job there. Not pick up a first down. Nice little momentum. Nice little play calling. His field is getting slippery out there. It's hard to get the footing. Brett tried to reverse his field, and as he did, he was starting to slide it, and then he found, like you said, Ryan Sarver did a great job.
What you guys missed out there was Ryan Sarver put one heck of a block, saved Brett Leshen, and then throws it and gets 10 yards.
Yeah, through the block to set himself open to get the pass completion. There is a run on first down. That time Sarver gets caught in the backfield. Does a good job of fighting back to the line of scrimmage. Kindly Spray Foam Insulation listening in tonight. And let's go down to Mesa, Arizona, and the chapter of Sergeant Charge Schultz Fan Club. That's Grandpa Kenny and Grandma Elsa checking in. In Mesa, Arizona.
Well, certainly with the first few plays for Alex, he did get over 100 yards, but it looks to be done for the night, folks. But a nice game for him.
Ryan Sarver again on the carry. A gain of 2 or 3 yards on that second down. Is going to bring a third down and 8 here. 5:34 to go here in the third quarter. 20-10, the Albion lead. Albion took an early 20-0 lead. But Mid-Prairie battled back in the final minutes of that second quarter, right before the halftime break. And the 47-yard field goal that into that first half, and it's a 10-point ball game. Huguen splits to the right side. Leshen will come off to the offside eye. Leshen, and here comes the flag, and this is going to be a procedural penalty on Albion. Really, T, you haven't seen much of the flag tonight against Albion.
No, you know, I think we've been playing pretty disciplined football. You know, you just moved a little bit quick there.
Yeah, it's just the third penalty, I believe, for the night. First half is only 2 for 11 yards, so not bad at all. We have had now 2 this half with the late hit there, which, again, I'll take because I didn't think that was the right call. And this one, I just don't know as we got set during that quick set. I think we were just kind of not in a full set position before the snap occurred.
Joe and Judy listening in at Jim and Charlie's on the speakers inside. Hello, everyone at Jim and Charlie's.
Got the fan clubs cheering hard on the sidelines. You can hear everyone's into it. Great crowd once again here at Albia. Ironman Field.
After the penalty, third down long. Here's another penalty on Albia. A little flea flicker was going on there.
I think our tight end might have wiggled there.
Yeah, he was getting excited because a flea flicker was on, and Luke Sarver took off downfield. He was going to be way open.
Yeah.
A head start doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, he got goosed there. His number's getting called. He was looking forward to it. Doesn't help the Blue Demons at all now that we've got 2 back-to-back penalties. Not a good way to do this.
Former Albia number 88 says, let's go Blue. Ricky Shucker from Bondurant. Going to have to get a scoring update from Bondurant as Mid-Prairie, or from Minneapolis. Mid-Prairie and Bondurant to Farrar. And we'll get that scoring update after this play. Third down now and about 19. Leshen standing at the midfield stripe. Fade pattern down the right side. He throws it up. It's a Huguen. It's slightly overthrown.
Oh,
and I thought
can't get through the defender's not making a play for the ball, and Zach can't get to the ball. That, to me, looked like it would have been interference on the defense. Officials never even thought about the call.
Well, let's run back and get that Minneapolis Bondurant Farrar scoring update.
Minneapolis scores, misses the extra point. That means it's Bondurant Farrar 14, Minneapolis 13.
Wow.
That score just coming in. Also, quick win. Oskaloosa has scored, but it's maybe a little too late. Washington leads that one 35-7 over Oski. Back to the People's State Bank press box.
Leshen standing in the punt at the midfield stripe. End over end punt. Rolls inside the 10-yard line and will be downed right at the 10-yard line.
Good punt, a nice low punt, trying to get that roll to get it down to the goal line, pin them back deep, give that defense something to work for, and maybe make Mid-Prairie really have to earn their living here.
Coe Garage is pretty empty tonight, but they're still there listening in, enjoying their adult beverages, rooting on the Blue Demons.
Pretty
that's
empty.
A pitcher,
is there
too.
Anybody there?
I'll tell you what,
wow, that's empty.
Well, there's no one there but him taking the picture of Coe Garage, which looks like it's ready for Friday Night Lights.
I don't know where the crowd is, but
4:17 to go here. Third quarter, 20-10, Albion in front, Mid-Prairie Wellman with the ball at the 10-yard line. They're back against the goal. High formation, 2 receivers out here to the near side. A quick pitch. Trying to get to the corner. Well read that time by the Blue Demons. And Griffin Osing met him in the backfield. Hugh Sinclair came to finish it up. And that's a loss on the play of about a yard.
Once again, the Blue Demons are doing a great job stopping the run, which is the bulk of their offense. They like to pass, but they set it up with the run. The run is not working at all for Mid-Prairie. The Blue Demons up front are doing an outstanding job at the point of attack. It's going to force them to go in the air, and so we'll see if that secondary can try to find some footing. That part of the field looks really better shaped than where they were earlier, so maybe there's a chance for the Blue Demons to jump in front of one here and get one picked off.
All right, here's another text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. He'll let the player get off the field. Had a helmet issue.
We're short one.
But here's Ryan a text Sarver's I got. I'm not sure if this will work, but trying anyway. My best friend's son is playing in the Albia game tonight. Just wanted to send Brendan Bassett a shout-out from St. Louis. Good luck, Albia. Thank you, Denise Golden.
Technology's working. I don't know if it will. That's great. We appreciate you listening in, and Brendan's had a heck of a season all year long.
Way to go, you guys. We have a great team, and I couldn't agree any more than that one. Second down and 11 here. Here's the counterplay. A little draw and a flag coming in. That's going to be a hold on Mid Prairie Wellman. Out across the 20-yard line. They will have the first down if the penalty didn't exist, but the flag is on the field. And, see, did you catch? We'll wait for the indication here, but.
Should be holding.
Where the flag is thrown, it looks like it should be a typical holding call.
10 yards from the point of the flag, and that's half the distance.
Yeah. The distance. Yeah.
That was at the 9-yard line, so that'll put the ball at the 4.
And a half.
And a half.
Yes, I'm good with this math stuff.
Yeah, you've been taking classes.
Learned you guys stuff.
Yes. Come to the Johnny Flattery School of Math classes. Yeah.
It's November, folks. It's Monday night. That means something special is going on if you're listening to a football broadcast. And we're bringing this Monday Night Football special playoff version right here in your sports leader, KISC. You can join us anywhere in the world at KISCradio.com. Or you can download for free our Android or iPhone app. Second down and 16 from the 4-yard line. Miller from the end zone. Has some pressure, throws it, gets rid of it quickly. And it's tipped and incomplete. Jay nice. Mill, I can hear you reading something in my ear, buddy, but I need a little more help from you. Third down now. Check that. Third down and 16 again from the 4-yard line. And Brandon Bassett. Brandon Bassett will check in.
Yeah, he is. He's recovered a number of fumbles over the course of the season this year. He does lead the team with 5 fumble recoveries officially, so doing a heck of a job for the Blue Demons.
3:11 to go here, third quarter. Albia jumped out to a 20-0 lead. Mid-Prairie's bounced back. Cut that lead down to 10, and we stay there as we went in the halftime break. It was 20-10, and with 3:11 to go here in the third quarter, no scoring here in the second half. Albia putting the Golden Hawks deep into their own end zone. Here's the handoff, and running out across the 10-yard line, still fighting forward. A gain of about 5, 6, 7 yards, but that's going to bring up fourth down, and let's call it 7 here. Mid-Prairie's going to have to punt.
Yeah, nice job by the Blue Demon defense once again. That started with Brett Leshen's punt that rolled it down to the 10, a nice low punt that wasn't returnable. Gave the defense a great chance to really put pressure on him. Mid-Prairie's trying to establish that run game, which hasn't been working well for him all night long. And as a result, we're able to go 3 and out and force the punt.
20-10, Albia. A big special teams play be good right here. Here's a punt. Bounced at the 40-yard line up Mid-Prairie Wellman and rolls towards the midfield stripe and will be down inside the Mid-Prairie territory. Abby's offense going to have a short field to work with. See, important on this drive, put some points up on the board, get some more separation here.
That's right, especially with almost going into the fourth quarter. Getting a 17-point lead, 10-point lead, crucial.
We'll get the scores back at the Monday night scoreboard real quick. Jay Mill gives a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, and Big T, I've got a Bears score. Take your headphones out. I'm going to give it in about 15 seconds. First of all, okay. Twin Cedars trails Adair Casey 33-24, but Twin Cedars trying to make a comeback. They trail 33-24. Also, Wayne trails by 4 to HLB Victor 34-30. And here we go. Bears lead Packers 14-10 in the second quarter. Back to you guys in the People State Bank broadcast booth.
Ryan Sarver with a quick hitter right at the middle. Sarver goes for a gain of about 5 yards, second down and 5 after the 5-yard pickup to the 44-yard line, Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Nice to see Ryan, too. You know, it's taken him a little while to get back in the flow of things as the lead tailback. And so the first few runs, just nice straight up the middle, kind of getting himself established, and he's starting to read, I think, a little better of the blocks and the schemes.
Here's a fake handoff. Leshen trying to get the bootleg. Does buy one defender. Trying to cut something up and will be brought down. A short gain of about a yard or two, but got in that slick part of the field, Dan. And yeah. Mid-Prairie did a good job of reading the fake.
It did. Nice little stiff arm. What would have been about a 4-yard loss. Brett was able to get a stiff arm, get himself freed up, and then was able to get out and picked up maybe just a yard there. Well, hard-earned yard, but still better than a 4-yard loss. So a good job out of him. But, again, well, good reaction out of the linebacking corps for a Mid-Prairie to come to him and make that tackle.
Third down, and let's call it 4 here for Albia. Inside the 45 of Mid-Prairie Wellman, Leshen brings a power eye. Here's the handoff. Sarver with a nice running room right there across the 45 inside the 40 and very close to the first down. And he's going to move the chains. That'll be an Albion first down all the way to the 39-yard line.
And that play about didn't happen. Brett Leshen, as he's coming back, again, the field's real slick in the middle of the area between the 40s. And he slipped as he's going to make the handoff, but he's able to extend himself out enough, and Ryan Sarver's able to get it. And Ryan's able to get through the hole and get back into some turf where he can actually pick up that first down. So a play that about didn't go anywhere gets a nice first down for the Blue Demons.
Tony Bones, Durian, listening in from Atlantic. Here's a handoff again. Sarver working his way forward. Down to the 35-yard line, just inside the 35. 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That's a gain of about 3 yards.
Really think I'm seeing him run a little harder now with each and every touch, which is just kind of nice. He's just kind of getting that rhythm in and getting it back. It's not totally foreign to him, you know, but it's been 5 games since he's been running.
John and Emily and Case Spencer checking in tonight. Say, go Big Blue. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technologies text line. 641-799-1437. Second down, 7 here. Final 20 seconds of this third quarter. Albion in front, 20-10. Leshen comes under center. I formation. Again, it's Sarver on his feet. And, oh, nearly got that one broken open. T, you could see that there was a lot of grass in front of Ryan Sarver. He just was able to stay on his feet. A
lot of grass there, man. Just got tripped up just by a little bit.
Tangled feet with, I think, Matt Baker and Griffin Osinger lead blocking. They just got a little too tight with him. And, again, that's that timing. But you'll see him get better. Does bring up the end of the third quarter. Again, the Blue Demons have a 20-10 lead. Going through the three quarters.
After 3 quarters of play, it's Albion 20, Mid Prairie Wellman 10. You're listening to Monday Night Football on your sports leader, KIC.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774. Thunder Country, KIIC, and good old Dean Lathrop's going to bring some rock out to our tower site and dig me a culvert, I think, sometime soon. So thanks to Lathrop Construction for that. Hey, real quick, HLV of Victor and Wayne, they're in a juggernaut here. HLV of Victor currently leads Wayne now 34-32. Wayne's pulled to within 2 on that one. Let's go back live to the field.
20-10 as we open up this fourth and final quarter here. Albion looking to extend its season, and it's hope for the Dome. And, Dan, it's just 12 minutes away to punch your ticket to Friday night.
You know, it really is, and this is what it's all about. These guys worked hard. They're in good shape here. Again, we've got only just a couple guys going both ways, and so we're staying fresh, really able to bring some good things here. We need a score here that would, as C mentioned, that would just be huge to go up 27-10 right now at this point in the game.
Power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Sarver working his way forward, hit the line of scrimmage, still fighting forward, brought down after little to no gain. And good defensive pursuit there by Mid Prairie Wellman. And see, this defensive front for Mid Prairie Wellman has been really, really tough this second half.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They know what's up, but they know what's in stake right here. It's a ticket for Friday night, and they're winning as much as we do right now. So they're giving it their all.
Fourth down, and let's call it 3 for Albion. Ball at the 31-yard line of Mid Prairie Wellman.
Blue Demons are going to go for it at this time.
Oh, yeah. Jake and Lana Stone family checking in. Go Big Blue from Zach, Tim, and John. We're listening in from working the second shift at Iowa Aluminum. Glad to have all of you along here. Big fourth down play here. Just underway fourth quarter. Leshen rolls back. Has time. Now a little pressure. Throws it. And Zach, you go wide at the 5. Touchdown, Albion. Brett the Jet Leshen to Zach on the attack. Ugin, and every time you need a big play, you dial up number 22 and you throw it out there. Brett, the Jet, with a bomb on that Mid Prairie Wellman defense. Touchdown, Albion.
You know, just amazing play. Zach Huger talked about with the shorter corners that they have on Mid Prairie that he knows he can go over the top on. Brett threw that ball up nice and high, and Zach went up and got it in stride. Actually created separation at about the 5.
Wow.
Untouched all the way in on the beautiful end zones, painted up this for playoffs here. A nice touchdown, 26-10 with the extra point to follow. Brendan Bassett, we'll see if he can't get his third PAT of the night.
Leshen. Hi, River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover, join them at the river. River Life Family Worship Center every Sunday morning, 9:30.
You know, I'm so proud of Shadow Leshen. That's the second one he's picked off. He's done a great job. You know, he's a young man out there who does a great job. He gets sometimes picked on because he's not necessarily the tallest kid out there. And so you'll have bigger receivers going on. But he is so gritty, so gutty. He goes after it. He had that thing. And once again, just like he did the first half, he had that thing spotted the whole way and just jumped right in front of that pass.
Carol Tangi from Dallas, Texas says, way to go, Albia. Once again, the Blue Demons with the football in a short field. Leshen hands it off to Sarver. Sutter steps, met the line of scrimmage, spins away, but a lot of white jerseys that time, and that'll be a no gain on the play. Let's run back quickly to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill back on the big board.
No other changes in scores except Minneapolis has just scored on Bondurant Farrar, and they get the two-point conversion to get that extra point back. It's now 21-14, Minneapolis. They could be Albia's next opponent if Albia holds on and if Minneapolis holds on. Back to you guys.
Well, regardless of who we get, Dan, there's two really good football teams Albia will have to face.
Yeah, Bondurant's playing at an extremely high level, so if Minneapolis is able to hold on to that, that speaks well of the quality game they're playing, because Bondurant's playing as good as anyone around.
Here's a quick pitch. Sarver trying to get to the corner. And once again, Mid-Prairie Wellman doing a good job of pursuing the football. See this defense by Mid-Prairie Wellman trying to flex this muscle here and keep them in the game.
This linebacker crew is just absolutely flowing through the ball terrifically right now. I mean, you can see it in their eyes. They're reading the play just great. They see the ball going this way, they're going right to it.
You know, through half a game, Alex Schultz had just at 105 yards rushing, and Ryan Sarver comes in, and he's done a nice job, 34 yards in that third quarter. Griffin Osing on the night's got 58, so really working well on the rushing attack for the Blue Demons. But as C said, those linebackers are really closing out quick, so we've got to do nice, better blocking up front.
Third down along here. Here's a reverse. Running with it is Ugin. Gets by a defender, slips, and here's the penalty flag coming in. And Zach stays on the attack. He spins around. Looked like a merry-go-round there for a second, Stocker. He spun it around completely, did a 360, not the 180, and went downfield. But this is going to be a holding on the Albia.
Block in the back, actually, coming on the reverse play. Defender was actually going to the ground, wasn't going to be able to make the tackle. Ryan Romanko was trying to set up the crackback block on and get him to spin around. The defender, as he's falling, isn't spinning around, and Ryan just couldn't stop his momentum, and he just went right in the back of him. And so you know, that block there, 10 yards from that spot of the foul. So brings it all the way back to the Blue Demon 49. Very unfortunate penalty. Wasn't going to be a huge game, but still we don't want to be this far back.
Now this is a...
although I know the play I'm calling.
Yeah, I think... what do you think, T? 14-22?
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.
You don't have to get them all, but you can get quite a few here.
Albia with the ball back out on their own side of the 50-yard line. Fourth down, or third down, and let's call it 28. Leshen rolls back. Has time. Plants. Fade pattern this time. Baker. Baker down the sideline. And, boy, where's the flag at?
Oh, T, throw the flag down there, T.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I had one, I'd throw it.
Tim, I haven't seen this much holding since your junior high dance.
Wow. That's horrible. That's horrible, you know. But, you know, you find a way, right?
Absolutely. But that will force Albia into a punting situation here. 26-10, Albia out in front here. 9:08 to go in the ball game. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line here in just a second. We've got some REC stadium blankets to give away.
Limited number.
That's right.
So when the contest is open up here, folks, you know how
Send
this works.
Text.
Get in quick.
I'll let you know when. Leshen standing back at the Albia 40-yard line. The snap, the kick. Boy, another booming kick. This one's sailing all the way down to the 10-yard line. Here comes the return. Zach Egan with the first hit. Gets by one, two, three. Here comes four blue jerseys and a wall of blue inside the 10-yard line. And see, that is some really special punt coverage there by the Blue Demons.
Someone has a cut on their shoulder. The blood's in the water, and here comes the Blue Demon Sharks.
You know, as you said, Egan was the first one in there. Ryan Sarver got a hand on him, slowed him down. And then all of a sudden, all the interior linemen that are on the punt team come in. And Ryan Romanko, Nick Yarkoski down there. I mean, all those big guys just coming here and want to get their hits in as well. So nice job out of them. Blue Demons are setting up. It does look like we're going with a kind of a two-deep coverage here, trying to keep Blake Bear and Hunter Weldon. It looks like they're going to play a little more deeper than normal, trying to give up those under routes maybe.
Really a true two-platoon football, Dan, for the most part tonight.
Yeah, only two players right now. Well, only one, really. Griffin Osing's been going both ways. Ryan Sarver.
My gosh. Oh, man. A quick handoff, and Asa Baylor just met a wall of blue jerseys, hit one guy, and then was finished off. Big number 5-0 down there, came in and cleaned it up.
Yeah, you know, and Asa Baylor, you know, he had eight carries through three quarters for 0 yards. This is a young man who on the season He's got 1,000 yards rushing. Wow. He's got 0 yards through three quarters and not getting any there.
Here's a quick pass over the right side. Complete out across the 10-yard line and brought down after a gain of about 3 yards out to the 14. That's going to bring a third down and six here. And I'll tell you what, T, this is a big place in this football game. Get a stop here and get Albie back on offense, and you're starting to run out of time if you're a Mid-Prairie Wellman.
I tell you what, on this end of the field, I like our chances. These guys really know what they're doing.
Third down, and let's call it sixth. Trips out here to the near side of the field. Miller in the shotgun. Went back in the backfield. Rolls to the left side. Cox throws it in the flat. Complete. And wiped off the face of the earth as Bryce Leshen came up and greeted Powell after receiving the football. And a little quick slant pattern to the sidelines.
Yeah, Ryan was, or Bryce was reading that the whole way. He was ready to go. And just closed in on him quick. Did a nice job there of making that tackle. And so a nice job brings up fourth and two, which he, you know, they're going
to
go for it.
Yeah,
but boy.
They
and they, you know, they've got a good passing attack here. That's really not a bad call for him. But boy, if they don't get it, it's a great spot for the Blue Demons.
Here it is, folks. Fourth down and two. I formation. Miller, a slant pattern is complete, and they'll have the first down out across the 25-yard line. Nice. Blake Bear in defense there, well read, but perfect pass and completion there for Mid-Prairie Wellman.
Blake Bear did about all he could do in terms of coming around the backside, trying to knock the ball loose. I thought it was a good job out of him, just wasn't able to get it knocked loose. And, yeah, they were able to get the first down. Quick formation going here for the Golden Hawks here, trying to get a quick play in.
Here comes the Miller throwing it down the field. And underthrown, and
it's
intercepted.
Yes!
Hunter
yes!
Walden with a sliding interception. Woo-hoo! The ball was underthrown. He was on the wrong side of the receiver to make the INT, but somehow slid across the 50-yard line, Dan, and caught the ball sliding in that mud pit out there. And that is a turnover, courtesy of River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join him at the River every Sunday morning, 9:30.
How about the sophomore, Hunter Weldon? We talked about him at the first playoff game, how he really stepped up and showed the way I felt for the whole defense, how to play in a sloppy track. Great play there. Well-thrown ball. It was going deep. Hunter turned, caught it. Third interception of the year out of him. He has grown into one of the fine cornerbacks in our districts. Has done a super job there and gets the Blue Demons great field position here at the 50.
Super sophomore with a super play. Here's a counter play. Running with it is Osing. Osing straight ahead. And the flag comes in. I'll tell you what, T, that was some kind of a defensive play there by Hunter Weldon.
You know it was, and I feel so bad for this quarterback from Mid-Prairie, you know, because he's been playing both ways, and he just when they came out on that last possession, man, he just looks tired.
I don't, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I know, but I didn't say they had to play the quarterback both ways.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Monday Night Studio.
All right, guys, a quick scoring update now has Wayne in on top of HLV of Victor with a little over 10 minutes to play in this game. Wayne now leads HLV of Victor 38-34. Wayne has come from behind here, and HLV 9-2. This game is at HLV. It's at Victor. Wayne now leads 38-34 on stream number 4 and stream number 3. You can catch that ball game. Also, Mediapolis leads Bondurant Farrar by a score of 21-20. It's now 21-20. And Bondurant Farrar is going for two right now. Back to you guys.
Griffin Osing on the carry. And the penalty was on Albie, a legal shift. And after the gain of about five, it'll be a second down. Let's call it 11. They're going to stay just short of that five-yard gain. 6:30 to go here in the ball game. 26-10, Albie with the lead.
Ryan Sarver is standing over on the sideline. He's just fine. I noticed on that last defensive set there, he was tugging on his jersey. He's wanting to get a little breather so he could be a little more ready to go on offense. But because of the quick offense by the Golden Eagles, he wasn't able to get himself out. So he's taking his breather right now. Griffin Osing's in there. Carter Isley's the fullback.
Wow,
so we're not losing a thing here. Matt Baker sandwiched in between them.
Here comes a counterplay. Osing falls down, gets back up on his way inside the 50-yard line. A great athletic move. Griffin Osing had lost his feet, fell down. Got back up just in time to get the handoff from Lesh, and then goes forward for another gain of about 5 yards. Third down, let's call it six here. Hear that score from Mediapolis. Now that is a
they're gonna have
titanic
to go
battle.
They're going to go for here. That way they can make it a one-possession game.
Yep, 26-16 is our score here.
26-16.
Yeah. Get the 2 points. We'll get it to eight, as Christian said, and so that they could try to and their hopes is to get the ball back, score, and get another two-point possession or two-point conversion.
Boy, it's a...
So we'll see. I mean, certainly the way they've shown in here at passing play, the running plays certainly haven't seemed to work, so you'd certainly think they try to go throw maybe to one of the tall receivers on the far side.
They're going for two here. Miller rolls back. Here comes the pressure. Throws in the flat at the four-yard line. Alp is right there to gobble that up, and the extra point is no good. It still stays a two-possession ball game. But don't forget, boys, this team can kick from anywhere on the field. So it's a 10-point ball game. And with 2:40 to go, we have seen all kinds of craziness all year long. Let's real quickly run back to the Monday night studio. Jay Mill with all the drama that's going on this Monday night.
Another final on 106.9. Pekin wins tonight against Lisbon 27-6. We want to tell our Pekin Panther fans out there that we will have that game on 106.9 FM on Friday night. Tune in around 6:45 to Pekin. Most likely taking on BGM of Brooklyn. Pekin 27, Lisbon 6. That game Friday night right here on 106.9 FM on our sister stations. Currently simulcast the final of this one.
Oh yeah. All right, 2:40 to go here. Now, you know, T, that the hands team is going to be called out to surround that 50-yard line for Albia. You know what's coming.
Christian and I were just talking about that, man. You got to have the hands guys out there because that onside's coming. You know it.
Yeah, and with a kicker like this, left-footed kicker, you know he's got all kinds of things in his bag of tricks, and you're just certain that he's going to have an ability to kick it right where he wants to and make it bounce up high. So they're setting up for the onside to go to the right side. So we got all our hands sliding over that side. It's just incumbent upon us to get our hands on it before the 10-yard or at the 10-yard mark and beyond so that they don't get it.
Kindly spray foam insulation kickoff. It's a high indoor end kick, and Dalton Folker's right there to come up with it. Three timeouts, Zach Hugan on that. Three timeouts here for Mid Prairie. 26-10 the score here. Albia can get a first down. That might seal the deal, but you got to take care of the football right now.
And Zach Hugan was coming off the field. I thought, what are we doing? We're on offense. You stay out there, dude. You're doing fine.
Let's get another blanket to give away here. I've got two blankets to give yet. The first one we're going to give away, I have to send a text with your name on it and what Dan Stocker dressed as on Halloween.
Handoff right up the middle. Good haul. Look at him go. Ryan Sarver picks up a hard 7 yards there. Timeout by Mid Prairie. Want to stop the clock at 2:30 in the game. Again, the Blue Demons have a 10-point lead, 26-16.
Mid Prairie Wellman with a 10-point deficit. Albia trying to seal the deal here. Called timeout by Mid Prairie. Dan, we're just looking as we take a timeout here. We'll wait for those texts to come in. If you want to win another stadium blanket courtesy of REC, then you have to send a text with your name in it telling us what Dan Stocker went as for Halloween. We talked about it earlier. We talked about
had plenty of great suggestions,
might
add. Some were hilarious. Some were not fit for radio, but they're all good.
Oh, yes, Sheraton Valley REC with the stadium blankets tonight. 2:32 to go in the timeout. Got them listening in from all over the place. Dan, I got let me get to our state check here in just a second. And the number of states that we have heard from tonight, and it's enormous. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. We've heard from South Dakota, North Dakota, Texas, Arizona, Ohio, Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, California, Florida, Vermont, Oklahoma. New Mexico?
Yeah.
If your state's not on that list, you got to send a text, 641-799-1437. Here's Sarver with it. Sarver has the first down inside the 40-yard line. Split two defenders. What a blocking job by the massive blue up front. See, that is a great job by that offensive line.
The offensive line is kicking it into gear right now, and they're just driving those Mid-Prairie bodies. And you can see they're exhausted. They've been playing both ways. And our guys, the two platoon is working right here, and they're just pushing right over them.
You know, that offensive line, we're talking three juniors and two sophomores on there, and they've been going pretty much all year long. You know, and that's a relatively young offensive line to be producing this kind of rushing attack, giving Brett Leshen plenty of time when he does pass more often than not. Just a good job out of that whole unit.
Albia with the football at the 40-yard line of Mid Prairie Wellman. Sarver with it. Met the line of scrimmage this time. It'll be wrestled down with little to no gain. Mid Prairie Wellman with two timeouts will call their second timeout here. 1:56 to go. And our winner is Willie Robertson.
Yep, that's right.
Hang on a second here.
That is correct.
Mary Little has won. Willie Robertson is the correct answer. Mary Little, you have won a stadium blanket courtesy of Sheraton Valley REC.
26-16 for just joining us. Albion holds on to a 10-point lead here in the final 156 of this ball game. The winner of this game will take on, it sounds like, Mediapolis on Friday night. That game will be right here at Ironman Field. And, of course, Mediapolis, we had the final come in. And, Joe, I don't know if you did that over the radio or not, or over the air, but Mediapolis is the winner tonight in a dramatic finish. Dan, unbelievable. They go down 22-21 with a minute to go, and somehow they march it down the field in 30 seconds and score, and they get the win 27-22. It's going to be a long old drive over here for Mid Prairie if Albion is able to hold on here.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and Mediapolis coming here on Friday would be the next round. And what a great opportunity for this Blue Demon squad. That will be the game that the winner will go to the Unidome. We'll be in the Elite Eight on Friday. At this point, I think we can go ahead and call this game 26-16. Anything's possible. But, boy, I sure think we're in good shape here to get this win.
Sarver with the with the bootleg. Has the 40. He's got the sideline, 35-30, inside the 25-yard line before he's brought down. Move the chains, and that will likely seal the deal here as the Mid Prairie is going to be forced to call their final timeout. They'll move the chains, but that clock will start here with 1:48 to go. Albion looks to move on to the put themselves just one more game away from the Dome. And Dan, boy, Albion came out firing all cylinders, and give credit to Mid Prairie Wellman. They had no let up in them tonight as we're able to fight back here, but Albion looking to hang on.
No, you know, and I didn't want to say anything early on in the game. I didn't want to cause any jinx for him or anything. But, boy, in the pregame interviews, you just heard them where these guys came out. They were just playing football is all they were doing. They weren't all nerved up about the level of play or anything. As Ryan Sarver gets the ball, hands it up the middle, picks up a hard 2 yards there, and actually one more timeout for the Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles. I keep wanting to say Golden Eagles. That's something on my mind, the Golden Hawks. And that'll be the last timeout for the Golden Hawks there. Blue Demons with a 26-16 lead, a minute 18 left in the game, with a second and 8. But listen to those interviews. The guys were just it was the next game. It's the coach Staten talking. They're getting there. They didn't want to talk about being Sweet 16 or won the first playoff game. They were just playing the next opponent, and that's the way they approached the Fairfield game. That's the way they approached every game this season. And they just were coming out to play football, make plays, and see what happens. There was no sense of urgency or panic, or this was no bigger game than the last one. It was just a ball game. And that kind of confidence, I think, is hard to develop. And it's something Coach Staten has worked really hard on these years that he's been here. And it's really coming to fruition on these players.
Papa Loose checking in. Austin Loose on the loose. That's a name that will go down in infamy. And to Papa Loose checking in. Hey, Papa Loose. Dan was Ducks Dynasty.
Yep.
Sue and Ian Humphries love it. We want to hear from you. We've now, here's the states. We've got South Dakota, North Dakota, Texas, Arizona, Ohio, Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, California, Florida, Vermont, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. If you're listening in, out and about, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening in, and we have one more blanket to give away here in just a second. But second down now, and 8 for Albion, but more importantly, the final 118 here. Leshen under center. Hand off the tank. Sherman the tank. Griffin Osing, a.k.a., and he'll be brought down after little to no gain. And we're going to do the last we're going to give away. Now, the last time we gave out the phone number to the studio, we literally shut down the phone lines. Let's see if we can do it again tonight. The 77th call, going way out of the lamp here, the 77th call to 641-932-2112. We're going to give a Sheraton Valley REC Stadium blanket, 641-932-2112. Again, 641-932-2112, and someone's going to call timeout. I think Albie did.
Play clock was about ready to expire, and so we didn't want to have a penalty.
All right, 34 seconds left. Albie calls timeout. 26-16, Albie looking to hold on here for the win. 641-932-2112, the 77th call to KIC will win a stadium blanket courtesy of Sheraton Valley REC. While the guys talk it over on the field, let's go back to the Monday night studio. Jay Mill back on the board.
And my people up here hate you. 77th call.
Shut down that phone line.
And Jason's personal cell phone number, 641-931.
You're in trouble, buddy.
Zero.
Eight. 9.
Where do we go? Pella, final. They win tonight 14-0.
It's Solon in a final over West Delaware Manchester, 49-20. Oskaloosa losing big at last report, 42-7 to Washington. Mediapolis wins in dramatic fashion tonight in the closing seconds of that ball game, 27-22. That will be Albia's next opponent. Also, some other scores of local interest. Pekin in a final out over Lisbon, 27-6. And it's BGM of Brooklyn in a final over Linville Sully, 35-7. And a couple other quick ones here, gentlemen. Wayne currently leading HLV of Victor with 4 minutes left in this one. It's 38-34. Wayne on top. Twin Cedars losing in the third quarter to Adair Casey at last report, 53-24. Let's go back live to you.
Here we go, Joe. And that is the looks to be the final play of the ball game. Albia, with 10 seconds and counting, the fans are on their feet. The Blue Demons chase the 50-yard line out to the Electric A, where they're going to meet Mid Prairie Wellman and congratulate them on a hard-fought contest. But once again, the Blue Demons remain undefeated, 11-0 on this 2013 magical season. And it will continue to Friday night. Mediapolis will be making their way all the way from the eastern part of the state, and they'll have to drive a long, long way here on a Friday night. And, Dan, this is another historic win for Albia.
It is. It's been just a magical ride, a great season. It's a culmination of a lot of hard work and effort by the players, the coaches, the families that have supported these players and the coaches. And it's really fun to see when it all comes together, and it's just been a good ride. We want to see this thing go on for three more games, that's for sure, and hopefully we'll get our wish on that. I do want to just plug in real too. With four touchdowns on the night, so Touchdown Tuesday tomorrow. The code for $1 off is 9611. And the 1-1, and I didn't say why we picked 11 because I didn't want to jinx it either. Tonight's our 11th win. First time we've ever had that. So 9611. 9611 is the code for tomorrow. Gets you a dollar off any automatic car wash at the Albia or La Villa Wash and Go locations.
Well, Albia gets the win, 11-0 on the season, and TJ Shaw has won him an REC, Sheraton Valley REC blanket, our final one of the night. I'll have another Summers Insurance blanket and some t-shirts to give away when we come back, and we'll have a chance to listen to this football team sing to its Blue Demon Nation when we come back. Back to Monday Night Football. Don't go anywhere.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Blackbird Primitives is where you will find the primitive cupboards filled with baskets, candles, florals, stitchery, rag rugs, and a wonderful selection of fall decor items for your home. Blackbird Primitives is the best place to find the fun and unique gift items for everyone on your gift list for birthdays, anniversaries, and it's never too early to start shopping for Christmas. Blackbird Primitives on the south side of the historic Albia Square.
It's 4 a.m.
Start this. Not the other thing.
One, two, three, four. On Albia, we're loyal to you. Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albia, spirits are high. Whenever you see the colors go by. In years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you.
I love you, Jason.
Hey, fans!
Hey, fans!
Go, fans!
Go, fans!
Out of way!
Out of way!
And that's your victorious Albion Blue Demons singing it to Blue Demon Nation all across this great big country of ours. And, Dan, the texts just keep coming in. I have more texts than I could ever count to get to yet tonight. But we have heard from South Dakota, North Dakota, Texas, Arizona, Ohio, Missouri, Michigan, Nebraska, Minnesota, North Dakota, California, Florida, Vermont, Oklahoma, Minnesota, New Orleans, Illinois, and Iowa.
New Mexico and District of Columbia.
D.C., that's right.
About D.C.
Adam Geddes,
yes.
Redskin.
Yes.
Checking in, former Hawkeye and Redskin football player.
Professional football player, yep.
And we're going to go down and talk to Christian and Big T here in just a second about this win, as we're going to take this post-game show, extended post-game show. We're going to recap some of the highlights from tonight's big win for Albia, along with catching up with Coach Dayton as Big T walks out there to congratulate this great Blue Demon football team. T, I see Coach Dayton out there. I'll have you run over and catch him real quick. Albia. Dan, watching Mid Prairie get that.